For decades, Bayer and Monsanto have poisoned our food and our families with glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. And now, facing over 170,000 cancer lawsuits worth $16 billion, Bayer wants the Supreme Court to bail them out. It's time for the people to take a stand. On April 27th, we will march together at the Supreme Court. America demands equal justice under the law, with no immunity for chemical companies. It's the people versus poison, April 27th in Washington, D.C.
Today, we gather here powerfully and peacefully. We are a bipartisan movement to peacefully protest the poisoning carried out against all of us by these chemical corporations. We are here for our health, our children, and our soil, our earth. Let me hear you. Is that why you're here? I stand here as a mother, as an activist,
a nonprofit founder, and the daughter of one of the first certified organic farmers here in the U.S. Woo-hoo! Raised by generations,
good, how to live in right relationship with the land. We support farmers. You hear me? We support farmers. Woo-hoo! But we do not support chemical corporations destroying our soil, our water, our air, and our food supply. That is not agriculture. That is harm. You cannot poison the soil and expect healthy people. Right? And right now, the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a decision that could strip away one of our most basic rights, the right to be warned. The right to be warned. And the right to seek justice when we are harmed. And in the shadow of this court, we say justice belongs to the people, not to the corporations. Juries across the country have already awarded billions of dollars, not millions, billions. And instead of changing the product, they're asking for immunity. Get loud, get loud. That's why we're here. That's not accountability, that's permission. This decision will impact every home, every plate, everybody. And if they win, over 57,000 pesticide products could be shielded from accountability. No warning, no responsibility, no consequences. Again, this is not protection. That is permission. Do you want to give these corporations permission to poison you?
No!
Do you want to give them permission to poison the land?
No!
Okay, so today we're rising. Not as individuals, not on opposite party lines, but united as people. So you need to amplify this. Make this impossible to ignore. This is bigger than politics, bigger than anything that they're going to put in the press. This is time for us to stand together and stand united. Because this is what people power looks like. Look around. All right, so now I have the honor of introducing someone who has been on the front lines with me for over a decade, a voice of transparency for truth and for health of millions. You know her as the food babe. She's a New York Times best-selling author, food activist, and founder of Food Babe and Truvani. Please join me in welcoming my friend Vani Hari.
Right now, inside that building, Monsanto Bear will be arguing for the right to poison us and not be held accountable. Let me say that again. They want to give us cancer and get away with it. We are here to make sure that does not happen.
And we are not going to leave here quietly. You're going to hear from farmers, scientists, lawmakers, and health leaders from across the country. We have all come here to take a stand. We see exactly what's happening, and we're done pretending this is normal. And let's be very clear. You cannot claim to care about health while protecting poison. You cannot tell Americans to eat real food while protecting the cancer-causing chemicals sprayed on it. You cannot stand with families and side with one of the most evil corporations in the world. Let's be honest. We wouldn't be here right now if President Trump didn't sign that executive order. We wouldn't be here right now if they weren't inside this building arguing on Monsanto's behalf. We wouldn't be here right now if they didn't submit that amicus brief and that recommendation to the Supreme Court to look at this case when they've lost all over this country. You cannot stand with families and do that. We would not be here right now if Monsanto Bear wasn't pushing legal shields through every branch of government, including the Farm Bill today at Congress. They made this their moment, now we make it ours.
I'm a mother, and nobody tells you when you become a mom, your greatest responsibility is what you put in your child's body. Three meals, all the snacks, every ingredient, every label. You carry that responsibility constantly. But if our leaders won't protect our children, we will. If our government won't tell us the truth about how glyphosate causes cancer, we will. If corporations think they can outspend us, outlobby us, and outlast us, they're about to find out how wrong they are. Because this isn't just a protest. This is a line in the sand. And we're done pretending this is normal. We want to know why the conflicts of interest in this town has made glyphosate increase in our soil year after year, no matter who is in office. We want to know why our leaders can look us in the eye and say they want a healthier America while turning a blind eye to what these chemicals are doing to our bodies. We want to know why farmers are allowed to spray crops with Roundup right before harvest, but this practice is banned in Europe. We want to know why Europe has a safer, less toxic formula of Roundup. Why don't Americans get the same? This is people versus poison. Every time we let politics get in the way, Bayer wins. Every time we make it a left or right issue, Bayer wins. Every time we whine, oh, it's a Republican doing it, or oh, it's a Democrat doing it, Bayer wins. Every time you come to the table, we can make Bayer lose. Yeah. Every time we choose organic, we win. Every time we teach our children with the truth about our food, we win. Every time you refuse to be silent, we win. We win. We win. And every time you show up like you showed up here today, we win! I have spent my entire career trying to get people to pay attention to what's in their food. And right now, the whole world is watching. So let them hear us. Repeat after me. People versus poison.
People versus poison.
People versus poison.
You're not loud enough. Let them hear you inside.
People versus poison.
People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. Say it louder.
People versus poison. 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 People versus poison.
And after today, thank you. And after today, you don't go quiet. You talk about this. You post about this. You ask your lawmakers where they stand. You make sure nobody in your life knows they didn't know about this. You never let them silence us. We are the people, and this is our moment. Thank you very much.
How about we give it up for Bonnie Hari? Yeah! All right, we're going to hear from Bonnie again later, but next I'm going to bring up Del Bigtree. We wouldn't be here without Del, so thank you, Del, in advance. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Del. In case you don't know, Del is the CEO of Informed Consent Action Network, host of The High Wire, and was the director of communications for RFK Jr.'s presidential campaign. Give it up for Del!
Thank you. The Department of Justice. The Department of Justice in a country that is supposed to be of, for, and by the people should be bringing justice for the people. But instead today, inside of this building, it is bringing justice for a corporation that has been poisoning the people for decades, Monsanto and Bayer. That is not what this country represents. That is not what our government is supposed to stand for. So when Donald Trump says the Department of Justice to defend corporations against the will of the people, against the health of the people, we need to stand up and say, this is not making America healthy again. All the way back in 2015, I was a producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors when IARC, the International Agency on the Research for Cancer, ruled after a two-week symposium, bringing experts from all over the world, ruled that glyphosate is probably carcinogenic to human beings. The second highest cancer rating in the world, second only to, does cause cancer. Since then, over 100,000 lawsuits have won against glyphosate, paying out over $11 billion. Hundreds of thousands of more cases are lined up being poisoned, cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, all sorts of issues with gut dysbiosis. This product is destroying the health of our children, the sickest generation of children we've ever seen in America, and the sickest nation in the industrialized world. Maybe we should look at the product that's being sprayed on over 90% of our crops in America and say, no more! The entire world decided this caused cancer in 2015. And now for over a decade, we have been seeing this product losing cases all across America and really around the world. And instead of making a better product, instead of going back to the drawing boards, what do you do in the United States of America? You pressure the government and say, protect us from liability so we can't be sued. That is not American. Liability protection is not American. It's anti-American. It's anti-free market forces. This is not what the Republican Party stands for. It's not what Democrats stand for. And it's definitely not what Americans stand for. So today we're standing with groups from all across the political spectrum. This is an issue that is bringing America back together so that we can talk about the things that we all care about, the food that sits on the table before us. As we say our prayers, we believe that those that are watching out for us, those that are leading us, care that that food is as healthy and as pure as it could possibly be. And it should not be that only elitists that can afford organic food are the ones that get to have healthy children. Every child deserves to be healthy in America. So to Donald Trump, who has done some great things for Maha, you got this one wrong. And in your words, I'm going to say, we are going to fight, 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 fight. Thank you.
This is people versus poison. There's really only one side to stand on. Am I right? Yeah. All right. So next I'm going to bring up Joel Salatin. Let's let Joel come up as I introduce him. He's a regenerative farmer, president of Polyface Farms. Yeah, clap. He is from Polyface Farms in Virginia, Shenandoah Valley, producing glyphosate-free, GMO-free pastured livestock, and is the author of 17 books on ecological farming and authentic living. Give it up for Joel!
Thank you. It's a joy to be here. Well, kind of. Consistent with my unconventionality as a lunatic farmer, I've thought long and hard about what I could add to this momentous discussion today. So here's my take. We're distracted, as is often the case, by asking the wrong question. We're asking specifically whether federal agencies should be able to shield their corporate cronies from the consequences of their dangerous products, specifically, and more generally, is glyphosate, or perhaps any chemical fertilizer, herbicide, pesticide, or insecticide necessary in agriculture? The short answer to both of these questions is
no.
But these are the wrong questions. The real question is, what protocols would return the North American landscape to its pre-European productivity and abundance? You see, 500 years ago, this landscape produced more food than it does today, even with tractors, fertilizers, chemicals, and new plant varieties. Of course, it wasn't all eaten by people. 100 to 200 million bison roamed grasslands and savannas. 200 to 400 million beavers ate more vegetables and material than all the humans in North America today. Flocks of birds blocked the sun for an entire day. The Lewis and Clark expedition encountered a bear every single mile from St. Louis to the Pacific. Bears eat a lot. A million wolves each ate 20 pounds of meat a day. And between 1492 and 1600, the Native American population dropped by 90% as European diseases ravaged indigenous tribes. How did this pre-European landscape produce this abundance? First, symbiotic diversified mobile animals. Bison choreography included moving, mobbing, and strategic mowing. Second, hydrology. The beavers created 8 to 10% water across the landscape. Today, we're less than 4%. Three primary principles of proper landscape hydration are to slow runoff water, spread it, and sink it. Slow it, spread it, sink it. Bison augmented the beavers with millions of wallows. Millions of wallows, okay? Like backyard swim pools, which collected runoff into pools to then soak into aquifers. Third, both human and naturally lit fire killed weak, sick, and small trees to favor big trees spaced apart, known as the cathedral forest. Modern American industrialized agriculture, which is showcased by the case before us, opposes every one of these principles. We segregate animals and plants into monocultures and concentrated animal feeding operations. We drain the water, speed up surface runoff, and deplete aquifers. In forests, we take the best trees, leave the worst, and don't prune to encourage healthy growth. Because we've disrespected and assaulted the most basic protocols of ecology, beginning with European arrival, but accelerating with modern machines, chemicals, and cheap transportation, nature is fighting back on many fronts: soil, human, and cultural dysfunction. Pathogenicity and toxicity scream a lexicon of abuse. E. coli, Campylobacter, Salmonella, superbugs, food allergies, chronic morbidity. As the glyphosate debate rages, let's stay focused on the most important objective, restoring the abundance and ecological integrity that greeted those European immigrants. Glyphosate is not necessary for national security. It's merely one among many modern inventions pushing us toward insecurity. Let's use our God-given mechanical and mental ingenuity to restore, regenerate, and redeem. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Thank you, Joel. We needed that. Next, we're going to hear from Thomas Massey, U.S. Representative, representing Kentucky's 4th District and an engineer, farmer, and inventor. Please give it up for Thomas Massey.
Americans are under attack. There are four fronts to this war with the German company. They're attacking our executive branch, our legislative branch at the state level, our legislative branch here in Washington, D.C., and the courts. And what do they want? They want get-out-of-court-free cards. We're not going to give it to them. Was the EPA established to protect the environment and the people, or was it established to protect foreign corporations when they harm the environment and the people?
No!
Listen, we are under attack on all of these fronts. My colleague Shelley Pingree and I are working in the House of Representatives on one front. We've offered legislation called the No Immunity for Glyphosate Act. No! But it shouldn't even be necessary. We haven't repealed the 10th Amendment. We haven't repealed the 7th Amendment, your right to a jury trial. We haven't repealed the 1st Amendment, the right of people to say what's in a product. These things have not been repealed, but we're in jeopardy today. Those amendments to the Constitution, those three elements of the Bill of Rights are in jeopardy here. Is the Supreme Court today, are they going to gag state judges? Are they going to disband state juries? Are they going to shutter the state courts where justice should be served? And if they do, are they proposing to hear these cases on their own? No. They're proposing that nobody gets any justice. This is regulatory capture. It is corrupt. The White House chief of staff worked for a lobbying firm that accepted money from Monsanto Bayer, and that is wrong. That is why we have an executive order that we are fighting. The federal government, and especially the executive branch, do not have this power to issue these get-out-of-court-free cards, and we're going to fight it. Thank you, and God bless.
We need everybody fighting with us. So if you are watching us at home, please share this right now. We need all of you sharing. We are streaming this live on peopleversuspoison.org. Please share, share, share. We can't thank you enough. Every share is a gift to somebody to stay away from this poison and to raise their voice and to be informed. When we are informed, we are powerful. Okay, so next I'm going to bring up Representative Shelley Pingree. She is a U.S. Representative, Democrat serving Maine's 1st Congressional District and member of the House of Agricultural Committee, leading the fight in Congress against big chemical and pesticide liability. She'll thank you. Let's give it up.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm very proud to be here with my colleague from Kentucky, Thomas Massey, and to be co-sponsoring this important amendment. But let's just say it. We are all here today because we believe no corporation should be able to poison people and then run for protection of the Supreme Court and Congress. And we know that's exactly what Bayer is trying to do. They have 53 well-paid lobbyists and are spending millions of dollars lobbying Congress. And that is not to make their products safer. No, it's to protect themselves. They care about their corporate bottom line, and that is it. If their product makes you sick, they don't want to pay up, and they don't want to take responsibility. So we have to fight like hell to keep that from happening. And that is why we're all here. Thank you to everybody who has been joining that fight. They have the money, but we have the people, and we can win. Last December, I fought to remove a similar protection that was in the appropriations bill. And thank you to your phone calls and your emails and your messages and contacting Congress. We won. But of course, Bayer is back. This time with the full-throated support of the Trump administration at the Supreme Court. This administration, unfortunately, has supported this appeal at the Supreme Court, and they even went so far to invoke the Defense Production Act to boost production of glyphosate. And right now, the other fight we're in today is that Bayer got Republicans to jam this liability shield into the Farm Bill. And I fought that in our committee to get that language removed. And once again, every single Republican and one Democrat on the House committee voted to keep it in. But no Republican or Democrat can tell you that if they support Make America Healthy Again, they vote for chemicals at the same time. They do not care for the health of our kids or the health of our farmers. This should not be a partisan issue, and I have been so proud to work with so many of the speakers and the advocates and the leaders here today. Thank you, Kelly, Bonnie, Zen, everyone who's here today. You're doing amazing work, and everyone who's showed up today is incredible. As you've heard so many people say, we don't have to agree on everything, but we are on the same side when it fights to fighting for people over poisons. And I just want you to know, I have been in these fights for a very long time, long before there was a MAHA movement, and I am so excited to have the cavalry coming in today and joining this fight. I have been an organic farmer in Maine since the 1970s. And no one can tell me or the other farmers here today that we can't grow food without all of these toxic chemicals. For me, this lifelong fight has been to make sure that everyone has access to healthy food without toxic chemicals, and every farmer has the resources that they need to farm organically and regeneratively. Cancer is not partisan. So, Congress has to make a choice, and today, as you heard, across the street, the Rules Committee will decide whether the amendment I co-sponsor with Representative Massey, the Pingree-Massey Protect Our Health Amendment, will even be allowed for a vote on the House floor. Our amendment is super simple. It takes the Bayer immunity language out of the Farm Bill, and it lets state and local governments decide how pesticides are used in their community. Any Farm Bill that protects chemical companies over American families is not pro-farmer, it's not pro-health, it's not pro-America, is a giveaway to big chemical. And I'll promise you one more thing. When EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin testifies before the Appropriations Subcommittee this afternoon at 4 o'clock, you can be damn sure I will hold his feet to the fire about his hypocrisy and ask him directly about what he is going to do to protect us from toxic chemicals. We don't win this fight without all of you. You've got members of Congress who are ready to fight. We're going to do the right thing today, but we can't win without the people. So, people over poison, we are going to win! Amazing. How's everybody feeling? We got our energy up? We're here for a good cause?
Yeah.
All right, so next I am going to bring up Kelly Ryerson. Woo! You might know her as Glyphosate Girl and founder of Glyphosate Facts. Kelly Ryerson is an environmental health champion working at the intersection of regenerative farming and human health. Give it up for Kelly!
Oh, thank you everyone for being here. 8 years ago, I stood outside a San Francisco courthouse for the first glyphosate cancer trial. I was a mom who had overcome severe chronic illness, and I started digging into glyphosate, understanding how it's used, how we're exposed, and how all of those facts seem to be hidden. When I arrived at the courthouse, I had actually a protest sign in my hand because I assumed there'd be a big protest against Monsanto, because who doesn't hate Monsanto? But I walked there, and I was essentially alone. There was no one, but I did walk into the courtroom and meet the lawyers and a few journalists that were there, but people weren't there to protest. But today, standing here with all of you, I can say something very different, that the reinforcements have arrived, that America is awake, and she is here at the Capitol to fight and to win. We are finally talking about how the pesticides in our food and water are linked to endocrine disruption, cancer, and chronic disease. We are talking about our system where corporations farm us for profit while fueling a staggering disease and illness epidemic. But now, at the same time, as was mentioned, the White House has told us just, hey, look the other way. That the ongoing poisoning of our loved ones is somehow necessary for national security. But a system that depends on foreign-controlled chemical supply chains is not secure, it's exposed. A food system that degrades the health of its own people is not strong, it's a failure. A farming system that strips and depletes our soil, leaving it lifeless and dependent on chemicals, is not resilient, it is dying. And a government that shields corporations from the people does not serve the public. It is captured. And Americans see this capture. We all see it. It's at the USDA, the EPA, Congress, and at the White House. That's why juries across this country have delivered billions of dollars in verdicts, because when the regulators fail, the people step in. And now, with this momentum of keeping companies in check, the pesticide industry is playing their very last card. They are begging the justices, Congress, and the administration to airlift them out of responsibility so they can keep making us sick and make every dime they can off of our illness. That's the pesticide liability shield. Let's call it what it is. It's a bailout from accountability and a request to be placed above the law. But if your product is safe, then you don't need immunity. And if your business depends on immunity, the problem is not the lawsuits. The problem is the product. So do we have one system of justice for powerful corporations and another for the rest of us? Or do we believe in equal justice under the law? Because you cannot have a healthy country with a poisoned population. You cannot have national security without public health and fertile soil. And you cannot have a democracy without accountability. The American people are done being ignored. We are done being sick, and we are done being told this is the very best that we can do. We are awake. We are organized. and we are not going anywhere. Stop the poison. Yeah, I like that. Woo! Okay, so next up is former U.S. Representative Dennis Kucinich. He is a highly respected public servant and progressive icon with an exhaustive knowledge of how to make government work for the people. So give it up for Dennis.
I'm looking out at this crowd, and first of all, I want to begin by saying I'm so excited to be here with my wife, Elizabeth, and with Representative Massey and Representative Pingree, who are carrying this battle forward in the Congress. Let's hear it for them, for their efforts in Congress. I'm looking at this audience, and I have to tell you how pleased I am to see so many generations represented. But let me share something with you. I had the privilege of starting this fight in 1999 when I heard a report about monarch butterflies dying when they're dusted, when they fed on pollen that was dusted with GMOs. So this is 1999, so what did I do? I went to the House of Representatives and I introduced two bills. One was labeling of GMOs, labeling. The other one was safety testing for allergenicity, toxicity, antibiotic resistance, and functional characteristics. So Monsanto spent tens of millions of dollars lobbying and in media to try to convince people that they were going to feed the world if only they were able to have unrestricted use of these GMOs. Well, what happened? Congress, they bought Congress on this issue, and then the next thing they did, glyphosate was introduced. So they sprayed glyphosate on the GMO plants, and they said, well, it'll kill the weeds, not the plants. Well, what they failed to tell us, it's killing people, too. So where are we here today? I want to tell you what I think is this core issue, and it's a constitutional issue. When this country was formed, it was formed because we gave states the rights to have police power over health and safety and the right to their people to have access to courts. That's a cornerstone. The 10th Amendment is a cornerstone of this country. And what Monsanto's trying to do with the help of the Justice Department and the Trump administration is to give a special corporate carve-out so that the sixth, Article 6, the Supremacy Clause, will enable a preemption of state laws. This is really important. This is actually what they're going to be deciding. They're not going to be deciding whether it's okay to poison people or not. What they're going to be deciding is whether or not states have a fundamental right to be able to stand up for the health and safety of their people and give people access to due process at a state level. And if the Supreme Court rules the other way, they will have taken down a cornerstone of our country. They will have taken down one of the things that helped bring America together, which was to let the states know you don't have to worry about federal overreach. The states will still have an ability to stand up for their people. This is an important moment in the constitutional history of the United States of America. And I am so glad that all of us are here to tell the Supreme Court, you should not poison the people of our country. You should not poison the judicial process. You should not poison the 10th Amendment. And you should not poison the Constitution of the United States of America.
So next up, we have Brent Wisner, attorney and managing partner, Wisner Baum LLP. Brent Wisner is the trial lawyer that released the Monsanto papers in 2017 and tried the first cases against Monsanto in 2018 and secured over $2.3 billion in verdicts. Give it up for Brent.
Hi, know, the courthouse, the courtroom, a jury, is one of the few places that you can humble the most powerful, the most controlling organizations in the world. In 2018, when we brought Monsanto into that courtroom, and we showed 12 jurors the science, the Monsanto papers, when we showed them the truth, they brought this company to its knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the power of the courthouse. And today, this court is deciding whether or not those doors are shut. Because if they decide in Monsanto's favor, they are telling every single person in this country, you do not get access to justice. You do not get a right to have the truth be heard. You do not get your constitutional privilege to have a trial by jury. And what do we have? We have a democracy that's run by corporations. That is what's at stake here. And today, with us together, we have a chance to make sure our voices are heard. We stand with some amazing politicians, with activists, with lawyers, with anybody who will say what needs to be said. And that is very simple. If we want to protect our democracy, I don't care if you're left or you're right, I don't care if you're up or you're down. If you want to protect our country, you have to make sure those courtrooms stay open. So today, let's hold them to it. Let's win! Come on!
Spoken like a winner, am I right?
Yeah.
All right, next up is Terry McCall. She is a farmer who lost her husband due to glyphosate exposure. So please give your warmest, heartfelt, wrap your arms around this beautiful person right now with me, Terry.
Well, good morning. My name is Terry McCall, and I'm here because Monsanto, who I also like to call Monsatan, Roundup killed my husband. In 1975, my husband's parents bought a 20-acre farm in San Luis Obispo County. Jack and I were married there, and a few months later, in 1976, we made it our home. It was a beautiful life. He farmed alongside his father, planting fruit trees and tending vegetable gardens. And along the way, he began using Roundup. I remember one moment so clearly. I was out in my flower bed picking weeds, and he said, "You don't need to do that. I just sprayed them with Roundup." I hesitated. I thought something didn't seem right, but he assured me, "Don't worry, it's perfectly safe." And that's what we believed. Jack was one of the healthiest people I knew. He surfed, ate clean, never smoked. He didn't want to use harmful chemicals on our farm. So he chose only Roundup because he was told it was safe. For 40 years, he used Roundup regularly, walking our orchards with a backpack sprayer, trusting what the company said. Then, around the year 2000, he developed a rash. It seemed minor at first, but I will never forget the day he came home from the dermatologist. He looked at me and he said, "They think it could be lymphoma." I was stunned. What followed were years of doctor visits, treatments, uncertainty, steroids, creams, tests. Then one morning he said, "Terry, I have lumps in my neck." That's when everything changed. Cancer had spread. We went from specialist to specialist, even to Stanford, searching for answers while Jack grew weaker and weaker. It took months to even diagnose the exact type, a rare and aggressive lymphoma. By the time they started chemotherapy, it was already too late. The cancer had spread throughout his body. Tumors began appearing around surgical incisions. The pain was unbearable. And it wasn't just Jack. Our dog, Duke, his constant companion, spent his days by Jack's side, sniffing at the same fields, the same weeds that Jack had just sprayed. Duke, too, developed lumps in his neck and was diagnosed with lymphoma. We had to put him down at just 9 years of age after watching him suffer unimaginable pain. When Jack was already very sick, our son Paul told me to look into the connection between Roundup and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I had no idea, none. But when I started reading, I was horrified, study after study, case after case. And suddenly, I realized Jack had been exposed to this chemical regularly for 40 years. I told Jack, this is wrong. We should sue them. And he said, it's going to take decades, Tara. It's like suing Big Tobacco. I said, I don't care, Jack. I'm doing it. And he said, okay, baby, do it. One day, after rushing Jack to the ER again, where he was admitted to intensive care, while there, Jack suffered a massive stroke. He couldn't speak or even open his eyes. The ICU doctors finally told us the truth. There was nothing more they could do. The nurse told me that all of the IV drugs were keeping him alive. I called our children, I called our pastor, and I kissed my husband and told him that I loved him and that he was the best thing that had ever happened to me. We had just celebrated our 40th anniversary at his bedside. I believe with all my heart that his death was a direct result of that exposure to Roundup. I knew nothing about Roundup. I knew nothing about Monsanto before this, but I learned, and what I found was deeply disturbing. And now I hear that they want immunity, that they want to walk away from the harm caused. I cannot accept that. We cannot accept that to happen, because this is not just about my husband. This is about families across the country. It's about people who trusted, who were told something was safe when it was not. People who are now paying the price with their health and their lives. I believe glyphosate is one of the greatest contributors to the chronic disease epidemic in our nation. And I stand here today because I refuse to let Jack's story be forgotten. Glyphosate took my love away from me. It took my children's dad away from them. The hole in our hearts is vast and wide. I'll leave you today with this quote by Dale Carnegie. Most of the things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no help at hope at all. There were moments when we had no hope, but I am still here, still trying, still speaking out. This one's for Jack. Thank you.
That's why we're here. Give it up for Jack. Thank you for this beautiful day. We didn't have a cloud in the sky, Jack. You just did that so good for us. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. How's everybody feeling? Some of you with signs, I would like to invite you to come back here. All of that hard work, I want you to be seen fully. Especially this one, poison first, immunity later. No thanks. Okay, so if you want to come back here, please just make your way forward. Please let them come forward, and we're all in this together. All right, so next up, we have one of my favorite nonprofits, Friends of the Earth. We have the Senior Food and Agriculture Campaigner, Sarah Starman. Give it up for Sarah Starman from Friends of the Earth.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sarah Starman, and I'm with Friends of the Earth, an environmental and social justice organization that's been fighting for the past 30 years for a safer and healthier food system. I also run my family's farm a few hours from here across the Chesapeake Bay. And my grandfather, who ran the farm before me, used to use the pesticide Paraquat, not knowing how toxic it is or that it's linked to Parkinson's disease. And later in his life, he developed Parkinson's. I know that many of you are here because you have similar stories. You or your loved ones have gotten sick or are living with a chronic illness right now, possibly from chemical exposure. And we're here for the same reason. We know that this cannot go on. This cannot continue. Right now, the U.S. uses millions of pounds of pesticides every year, and it is poisoning our air, our soil, our water, and our bodies. Pesticide companies are raking in billions while the rest of us suffer. Communities who live near the factories where pesticides are made. Farmers and farm workers who grow our food. Children who go to school next to conventional farm fields, all of us. And not only are pesticide companies doing that, they're fighting to keep it that way by using their power and money to influence political leaders at every level of government, the states, Congress, the Trump administration. It is a dire situation, but there is also hope. And that's because there is more momentum for change right now than I have seen in my entire lifetime, than many of us have seen in our entire lifetimes. People all across the country, rural and urban, left and right, are coming together to demand healthier food and less exposure to toxic chemicals. And we will not stop until we get it. Right now, together, we have power, and we need to leverage that power to its fullest extent. This very week, the House of Representatives is expected to vote on a farm bill written by the Republicans on the Ag Committee that props up chemical agribusiness and grants legal immunity to pesticide companies.
Boo!
Yeah. Which is exactly what Bayer wants, because it's what they're pushing for in court behind us right now. We need to flex our political muscle. This is an opportunity, and there will continue to be opportunities to flex our muscle. Call your member of Congress and tell them to vote no on this bad bill.
Woo!
And call your senator to tell them that the Senate version should support organic and regenerative family farmers, local food systems, healthy school meals, instead of the toxic status quo.
Yeah.
Woo! Right now, industrial chemical-intensive farming dominates, both in the community where I live and also across the U.S. But in 10 years, it could be on the fringes, replaced by organic farming as the norm. Organic keeps hundreds of toxic pesticides out of our food and out of our bodies, along with artificial additives, growth hormones, antibiotics, and it nourishes the soil that is the foundation of a healthy and resilient food system. Clean, safe, organic food. That's the type of food I want growing in my rural community. That is the type of food I want to feed my family. And that is the type of food that should be accessible and affordable for every single family. Imagine what it would be like if our political leaders actually invested in and fought for a fully organic food system. That is the future I believe in, and the one that we all can build together. Thank you.
Next, we have Tim Ryan. Are you here, Tim? Okay, so next we don't have Tim Ryan. But we... Okay, gotcha. Tim Ryan, are you here? Last call?
He's here.
All right, so next up we have J.W. Glass. Give it up.
Yeah.
J.W. is a senior EPA policy specialist at the Center for Biological Diversity, focused on improving environmental health, protecting biodiversity, and reducing toxic exposures from ultra-hazardous pesticides. Give it up. Here you go. You're right here.
Thank you. Thank you. The energy here. It's amazing today. Thank you all for being here. My name is J.W. Glass. I'm here for the Center for Biological Diversity, not just as an environmental advocate, but as a father who is deeply concerned with the dangerous pesticides are posing to my children and to my family. If Clark and Shepard are watching, hi. But I'm also here in solidarity with anyone who believes that the largest chemical companies on Earth should not be given a free pass to poison everyday Americans. I'm here with anyone who believes that our indiscriminate use of pesticides is wrecking the environment, pushing wildlife to extinction, and creating a toxic soup of chemicals that are making us sick and polluting our air and water. And I am here with anyone who believes that these grotesque, foreign-owned chemical manufacturers, some of the largest companies on Earth, should be held accountable for the cancers, for the neurological disorders, and for all the other diseases that are linked to their pesticides. For many years, my organization has worked to limit the harm that our dependence on harmful pesticides cause, because the science is clear. Pesticides like glyphosate, atrazine, paraquat, the dozens of others that are banned in other countries but still ludicrously allowed in the United States are making us sick and pushing pollinators and wildlife to extinction. And the lawyers in this building are going to argue that the EPA's gold standard science is the world standard, but that is categorically false. The EPA's process is fundamentally broken. It's a rot. It transcends political parties, administrations, and I have the facts. We've looked at the pesticide labels. There are 38 active ingredients that are probable carcinogens, likely to cause cancer. You know, let's take the fact that these are even used in the United States. How many of these do you think have cancer warning labels? 1.4%. There's 87 others that are possible carcinogens. Again, how many of these have warning labels? 1.1%. So for 98% of all pesticides marketed in the United States that have a that require a cancer warning, there is no public warning at all. That is grotesque. That is terrible. That is not the system that we should have. For the sake of our families, for our children, for our earth, let's hope this court today charts a different path. Let's hope they look at the facts and not pesticide industry propaganda. Thank you so much, everyone. It's an amazing group.
People versus poison.
People versus
poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison.
All right, well, we have Tim Ryan with us. Woo-woo! Right. He was popular. He was being interviewed. So, former U.S. Representative from Ohio's 13th Congressional District and senior advisor, Campaign for Working Americans at Progressive Policy Institute. Give it up for Tim!
Good morning. Fantastic to see such a great crowd. And give it up. I just told my old buddy Dennis Kucinich, he's still got that fastball when he gives a speech. Give it up for Dennis Kucinich. And great to see my old friend Shelley Pingree here. I spent 20 years in the United States Congress. I appreciate you not judging me for that. In the winter of 1906, a journalist, a muckraker journalist named Upton Sinclair, sent an advanced copy of his book, The Jungle, to Teddy Roosevelt. And it was an account of the meatpacking industry in Chicago at that time. And what they would call the meatpacking trusts and how they would run their operations. And they were poisoning us with their food. They were treating their workers like crap. And when Teddy Roosevelt got this book and read other articles from the muckraking journalists of that time, he was absolutely appalled. And he sent investigators very quietly, without announcing it, to Chicago to investigate what was going on. And his investigators came back to the White House and reported that matters were significantly worse than what Upton Sinclair wrote about in his book. Roosevelt, being a reform-minded progressive at that point, was appalled. And so he immediately, this is in the winter of 1906, he was absolutely appalled. And he used the power of his bully pulpit, a phrase that he coined about the presidency, the bully pulpit. He used that bully pulpit. And just 6 months later, on June 30th of 1906, almost 120 years to the day that we stand here, 6 months later, we got the Pure Food and Drug Act, and we got the Meat Inspection Act. It was the journalists, it was the advocates, it was the muckrakers who created a big freaking stink in this country and forced the politicians to represent their interests, their health, their values, their morals. And right now, as a 20-year Democrat, I like what Bobby Kennedy's doing. I think it's really important. The problem is, he's not the head of the EPA. He's not a head of the Department of Agriculture. And it is unacceptable that this administration uses the power of the Defense Production Act to increase glyphosate production, appoints chemical lobbyists to run the EPA and completely gut our health. And then what we're dealing with today with the liability shield is absolutely unacceptable in America today. So I'm here to say that if they could do it 120 years ago, we could do it today. That is you, all of you, with the cameras and the phones and the newsletters and the web pages and the reels and everything you're doing, you are the modern day muckrakers. And it is important for us to understand that the best thing about this country is the people. At the end of the day, if you care, if you love one another, if you're concerned about your fellow citizens, you can make a difference in the United States of America. That's why we're here. Whether we win this case or not, we're not going away. This is just the beginning of the battle till all our kids get some healthy food. Thank you so much.
So right now, if you're watching us from home, please share this with 5 people. That is my challenge to you. Everybody who is here in person, in real life, I would like to make sure that you guys are hydrating yourself. Make sure you take shade. There's a nice little beautiful tree here. Make sure the adrenaline doesn't keep you from taking care of your body. We want you to take care of your body. So make sure you are doing that. And please share at home. We have a full couple hours to go. So hydrate. Okay, let me hear your energy. Just make sure everybody's still awake. Are we still awake? Are you awake enough to kick some butt today? Yeah. Okay, so then, you know, bounce, you know, jump, dance, whatever you got to do. We got to keep this energy up because we have work to do together. All right, so next up, we are going to bring up Alex Clark. I knew that was going to get some applause. So I'm going to just pause. Continue. You can continue. Okay. So Alex Clark is the host of the podcast Culture Apothecary, where each of her guests provides a remedy to heal a sick culture. Give it up for Alex Clark.
This morning in America, millions of moms are serving their children Pop-Tarts and Cheerios. What they're really serving them is this. We are asking one simple question. Why does Bayer deserve protection, but American families and farmers don't? A country that can't protect its children from corporate poison is not a free country, it's a captured one. In the land of the free, we're told that we have choices about our health. Which doctor to see, which sunscreen to buy, and even whether or not to vaccinate. But when it comes to carcinogenic pesticides, the government tells us you don't have a choice. You will eat it, you will drink it, you will breathe it. They tell us to eat healthy while the fruit and vegetables that we can afford are sprayed with glyphosate that we cannot wash off. They tell us to get our kids off of screens, so we take them to parks treated with Roundup, where children roll in grass soaked in chemicals that are linked to cancer. And years later, when that child is diagnosed with unexplained infertility, or her father hears the words non-Hodgkin lymphoma, the same system that exposed them says, "Sorry, you can't sue, but at least your yard looks nice." A government that shields chemical companies instead of children has forgotten who it works for. If your product is safe, you don't need immunity. If your product is harmless, you don't spend billions settling cancer lawsuits. If your business model depends on sick kids and silenced farmers, you don't deserve a liability shield. You deserve prison. A foreign chemical company is asking the United States government for permission to poison people without consequence. That's biochemical warfare. Every home in America now knows what glyphosate is, and every single mother just turned into Aaron Brockovich.
People versus poison!
People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison!
Yes! If that didn't light a fire in you, how do you check your pulse? All right, so next up we have the founder of Meow Mix. Anybody? Amanda Rocchio is here! Yes! Nutrition-focused content creator, mom, and entrepreneur, helping millions simplify healthy living by making better choices at the grocery store. Give it up!
Wow, it's so incredible to be with you here today. I'm so grateful for every one of you taking a stand against an evil corporation. We all know what's going on here today. We are not here today because we just found out. We are here today because we are tired of watching our food supply and our people get poisoned. Glyphosate is in our bread. It's in our cereal. It's in our honey, formula, snacks, and so much more. That's not a conspiracy. That's been tested, documented, and confirmed. And Bayer Monsanto has paid out billions in cancer settlements. People are getting sick. Real people who are here today who have been injured or killed by this toxic weed killer. And we, the American people, deserve better than this. And now this huge corporation wants federal immunity. That's not a mistake. That's not an oversight. That's a choice. A deliberate decision by a soulless corporation to say, we are above accountability. And we are here today because we refuse to accept that. And here's what really gets me. They didn't clean up the product. They didn't put it off shelves. They didn't protect the food supply or the farmers. They lawyered up, and they are dead set on getting immunity. Boom. We shouldn't have to pay more just to stand a chance to not be poisoned by this weed killer. As a mom to two little boys, I cannot tell you how many times I've stood in the grocery store reading every label just to make sure I buy the right food for my kids. But this is something you can't even see on the label. The slow contamination of our public water supplies and our food system. We shouldn't have to pay extra for organic just to stand a chance of reducing our exposure to this toxic poison. This should not be a privilege. Every single child in this country deserves food that isn't laced with a chemical linked to cancer. A link that has been proven in the court of law numerous times. We are not going to carry that quietly anymore. This is why we're here, and this is why it matters. Because when a corporation can cause this much damage, pay their way out, then chase legal immunity on top of that, that is not justice. That is corruption. And so, we are here to fight the corruption that has infected Washington, D.C. We want it out. Woo! We do not consent to the poisoning of our farmers, of our people, and most certainly not our children. Thank you.
Speaking of children, I'm going to bring up a very special guest. We have Addison here. Addison, do you want to read your sign? Yes. She said...
Yeah. Bayer is poison. One thing that's in it is Agent Orange, DDT, GMOs, and Roundup.
Give it up for Addison. This is why we are fighting. Good job, Addison. You a star, girl. Okay, so energy still up? Still good? Let's go! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison! People versus poison!
People versus poison!
All right, let's go with Max Sano. He is next, and he is the Senior Policy
and Coalition's associate at Beyond Pesticides. Yes! Yeah. Give it up!
How's everybody feeling? I speak to you today on the ancestral lands of the Piscataway, Anacostan, and Pamunkey peoples as the nation faces a plethora of crises from biodiversity loss, public health collapse, and the existential threat of the climate crisis. The Supreme Court today will hear a case brought by a corporation, Bayer Monsanto, and supported by the Trump administration that prioritizes profits over public health and the environment. This is a case about people who have been harmed but not warned. Is the court going to allow the chemical industry to hide behind deceptive product labeling on hazards that should have been known and disclosed? On a daily basis, my organization, Beyond Pesticides, hears from people whose health has been harmed, but they have not been warned. That's because our weak federal law does not disclose of potential threats like cancer. The industry likes to talk about sound science, but a retracted scientific article that they repeatedly reference is clearly unsound science supporting unsafe products. And these products poison farmers, farm workers, gardeners, kids on our playing fields, pets in our parks, and everyone who eats foods grown with toxic chemicals, contributing to long-term hazards for our loved ones, such as cancer, neurological and immunological diseases, respiratory illnesses, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and more. President Trump, in a February executive order, says these chemicals are needed to produce an adequate food supply, that they are needed for national security. We say these toxic chemicals are the national security threat. And now these same threats are in the Farm Bill that is moving through Congress this week. We say no.
No!
Not to mention bills introduced, mostly unsuccessfully, across 15 states the past few years. We say
no.
We don't need these chemicals for a productive and profitable food system. We all see USDA organic certified food in our grocery stores. In defense of our nation and planet, let's invest in organic. As the son of a naturalized citizen turned small business owner, I grew up with the now fleeting notion of the American dream. Immigrants and farm workers, regardless of their legal status, are a cornerstone of what makes our country great. Advocates, including founders of Beyond Pesticides, are in a fight for equity and the common good, for healthy life with clean water and air, a safe workplace, and a society that treats all those living within our borders with dignity and humanity. The future depends on corporate and government accountability. We have power to make the change necessary for a livable future. Let's use it. Thank you.
All right, next we have up Zin Honeycutt. Zin is from Mom, an activist, speaker, and an author, and founding executive director of Moms Across America. Give it up for Zin!
Let's hear it for the moms! All right, this is for every mom out there. I was a mother of three young boys that had 20 different food allergies when I found out the government was allowing GMOs in our food supply that are engineered to withstand glyphosate for 17 years without labeling. I know the struggle, moms. My first son, Ben, who had vaccines, MTFHR gene variants, life-threatening allergies, he tried the best he could to stay healthy. He ate organic food for 10 years, except for Chipotle, very strict, 7 years vegan, and physically, he was the healthiest person that I know. But mentally, his health declined, and 8.5 months ago, at 22 years old, he chose to leave this world. Thanks to the donations from friends, I had his body tested and found high levels of pesticides, DDT, which is made by Monsanto and banned here, low levels of glyphosate, also made by Monsanto and Bayer, high levels of heavy metals, high levels of mycotoxins, which is caused by glyphosate in our food crops, low cholesterol, and very low nutrients. Did you know that glyphosate reduces the crop nutrients by 80 to 95% with drift level exposure only? We're growing junk food here in America. If glyphosate's being used at all. Even when we do the best we can, our children are being hurt and they're dying because of these poisons and lies. We are here today to say enough is enough. I feel deeply betrayed and I am mad. But I'm not just mad, I am unstoppable. Just like all of these moms, every single mom I know. You know the saying that a worried mom does better research than the FBI? Well, I think we should change it to moms do a better job than the FBI, the FDA, the EPA, the CDC, and the FCC. So moms, we got mad and we got active and we marched in parades and we started testing and we've tested for glyphosate and toxins and everything from breast milk and urine and fast food, even Girl Scout cookies, vaccines, military food, and we found glyphosate and other toxins in over 95 to 100% of them. There are more toxins than nutrients in our food. Now, for 14 years, I have dedicated my life to getting glyphosate banned and transforming our food supply. And Bayer thinks that because this administration has given them the nod that they're going to win. And I'll tell you right now, they're never going to win. And they're never going to win because if we don't buy it, they can't sell it. So let's say that if we don't buy it, they can't sell it. If we don't buy it, they can't sell it. If they can't sell it. Now, if farmers don't spray it, they can't sell it, right? So it's all about money for Bayer. And in 2015, when I spoke at the Monsanto shareholder meeting, the stock just happened to drop 60% the next day. So I wonder what would happen if thousands of us speak up today. What's going to happen tomorrow? What if you just happen to go to X and Facebook right now and hashtag sell Bayer stock, hashtag the people versus poison? What's going to happen tomorrow? Let's see. Maybe Bayer will get the message that they can't poison us with impunity. All right. Also, go to Moms Across America. Go to Action. Sign our petition. Sign up to pass out flyers today to tomorrow, to every single House representative. And I promise we will not stop. We will not give up because the love for our children will never end. Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
We won't stop. We won't stop.
All right, next up we have Bill Fries from the Center for Food Safety. Very excited to have Bill here. He is the science director from the Center for Food Safety. Bill has been a leading critic of GMOs and pesticides for a quarter century and was instrumental in bringing to the public attention the many ills of glyphosate, from superweeds to monarch butterfly decline to cancer. Give it up for Bill!
Hey, it's great to see everyone here. Thanks for coming out. As bad as Monsanto and Bayer are, this Supreme Court case comes down to this. Can we trust the EPA? No. What do you think, people? Should this one agency control what's on pesticide labels? No. Center for Food Safety has a lot of experience with EPA, and it comes from suing them and winning cases. And for us, it's a no-brainer. EPA deserves zero trust. In one of our lawsuits, a federal court actually revoked EPA's human health assessment. And it was because EPA denied glyphosate could cause cancer, but at the same time, it said, well, it might just cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, right? Well, it's not just might, EPA. Thousands of Roundup victims can tell you glyphosate causes cancer. You've already heard from J.W. Glass about EPA's failure to require cancer warnings. Well, we did an analysis, too, and we found EPA has approved 200 pesticides that are either possible or probable carcinogens. And the cancer risks are astronomical. And this is EPA's own calculations. There's almost a 1% chance of getting cancer from exposure to some of these pesticides. And it's All of us are at risk, but especially farmers and farm workers. They're on the front lines. But still, we have no cancer warnings. So what warnings do pesticide labels have? Well, I've got a couple of pages of a 30-page label for glyphosate, right? And what does it say? It says caution. It says, oh, causes moderate eye irritation and keep out of reach of children. All right? Is that going to motivate, like, you know, farmers and farm workers and people who spray, you know, Roundup around their homes? Is that going to motivate them to even wear long pants or a long sleeve shirt, much less, you know, rubber gloves to protect themselves? I don't think so. You know, but a cancer warning, that's different. That could motivate people to at least reduce their risk for those people who choose to use this stuff. So if we leave it up to EPA, people will never be informed that a product they use could give them cancer. And that's why the Supreme Court must stand up for states' rights, including the freedom to warn. Not only would it preserve the rights of pesticide victims to seek some measure of justice in courts, it would also save lives when states like California warn their citizens that this pesticide could kill you, despite EPA's failure to do so. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Bill. Next, we have Josira Santiago-Hines. She is a holistic registered nurse, mom, and content creator who helps parents make better choices when it comes to food, products, and medicine. Give it up for Josira!
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for fighting with us. A few years ago, my life completely changed. My body started reacting in ways I couldn't explain. Fatigue, heart symptoms, neurological issues, things that made me feel like I was losing control of my own health. And in that moment, I had to start asking different questions. Not just how do I feel better, but what am I being exposed to every single day? Because when your health is taken from you, you start paying attention to everything. What's in your food? What's in your home? What's considered safe? And that's what led me here to this conversation about glyphosate. But here's something most people don't know. Glyphosate was originally studied for its ability to bind to minerals. This process is called chelation. It can attach to important minerals like calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc. These are essential minerals in our bodies. It relies on our bodies for our immune system, our brain function, and development, especially in growing children. So we have to ask the question, if this chemical can bind to essential minerals, why is it being used in our food? Because the truth is, most parents are doing the best they can with the information that they have. But many of us were never given true transparency. We were never given consent. And as a mom, that weighs heavy because this journey can feel very lonely. Caring about ingredients, reading labels, questioning what's considered normal, trying to make better choices in a world that prioritizes convenience over quality. It can feel like you're carrying it all alone, but you're not. There are so many parents who care deeply about raising healthier children and creating a better future. And we deserve the information for those choices, to make those choices, not confusion, but informed consent. Because when you know better, you can do better. Stop poisoning our children. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, and speaking of children, I'm going to bring another one up because we need to amplify their voices. I'm going to bring up Gemma. Gemma, you want to read your sign?
Fight for freedom!
All right. Give it up for Gemma. Come on. Are we getting tired? Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, because we got a lot more to talk about today. Next up, we have Dr. Anna Marie Temple. She is an MD. Yes, give it up. She is an MD and holistic pediatrician. She has been in clinical practice for 30 years, and her mission is to help families raise healthy kids with fewer medications. Give it up.
Thank you all so much. I'm here to tell you this. Children are not small adults. They have developing brains, their bodies are developing, their systems that are made to protect them are developing. In fact, the EPA says the following: children are more vulnerable to environmental hazards because of their physiology, their behavior, and their windows of development. And yet, we are asked to believe that these chemicals are safe during pregnancy and early childhood, the safety data being done only on animals, rabbits, dogs, and rats. Our children are not animals. There's no long-term safety data done on children and developing babies. And glyphosate exposure is not rare. A recent study done in the United States showed that 82% of Americans 6 years and older have positive glyphosate in their urine. The glyphosate exposure is not just sometimes. It's daily, in our children's baby food, in their snacks, in their school lunches. And we can't go by without thinking about pregnancy. A recent study done in Canada showed that 74% of pregnant women tested positive for glyphosate in their urine, and 72% tested positive for AMPA, which is a major metabolite of glyphosate. Pregnancy and early childhood are not just windows in time, they're the most vulnerable time. The question is not whether exposure exists. The question is, why are we accepting the exposure of this poison to pregnant women and children as normal? The developing brain needs some special attention. The brain is a small organ in the body, but it uses the most amount of energy. It is also the organ that has the most amount of blood vessels, which means that anything that's in our urine and in our blood goes right to the brain. And in a developing brain cannot withstand the assault of toxins that are made okay by our government. Let me give you some examples. Aside from cancer, currently in the United States, 1 in 5 children have eczema, 1 in 8 have ADHD, 1 in 36 have autism, and the CDC states that children born in 2000s are at risk for developing diabetes, 1 in 3 for their lifetime. I want to bring it back that during my residency in 1998, or the 1900s, like my children like to point out. So in the 1900s, there were 0 cases of type 2 diabetes. We are now at 1 in 6. I want to point out that in my daily practice, we are not just saying that we're talking about chronic disease. And when chronic disease is on the rise and chemical exposure is on the rise, our response should not be dismissive. Our response needs to be cautious, curiosity. Our response needs to be protective. Let's keep an eye on it. When in my clinic, the first thing that has to happen when people join, it's not supplements, it's not medications, it's dietary changes. And after 1 month of changing their diet to an organic whole foods diet, eczema lesions improve by 50%. Children stop bleeding and scratching. Kids with autism start speaking, communicating a little better. Less stimming, less irritability. Children with ADHD are more focused and they're less hyperactive. This should matter. So I leave you with 3 things. Number 1, children are not small adults. And their developing brains and their developing bodies require the highest level of protection. Number 2, glyphosate is everywhere, even in pregnancy. And number 3, when exposure is routine and the developing child is vulnerable, protection should be above profit. Our children are not to be the experiment. Our children should be the reason that we all do better. Thank you.
She's right here. All right, next up we have Leah Wilson. She is the co-founder for Stand for Health Freedom, author of Reclaim Vitality and the Vaccine Decision. Give it up for Leah.
Stand for Health Freedom filed a brief in the Durnell case on your behalf, on behalf of our 1 million health freedom advocates, on behalf of you, the people, the primary stakeholders in public health. And we told the court this, that this case is about informed consent. Because health decisions are not made in doctor's offices. They are made in our daily decisions, including the products that we're exposed to. So this case is about people. It's about your moms and dads. It's about workers, neighbors, farmers, and people like Darnell, who believed what they were told and got hurt. And across this country, Stand for Health Freedom has been fighting this very battle, and we've been winning. We fought in 12 states with you, the people, and we won in 9 of them. We fought twice in Congress and won both times. And we're still fighting the farm bill that's on Congress's desk today. And let me tell you, the Supreme Court has already said in this very situation that the people still have a voice and the states still have a role. And we reminded them of that. So not only do we want Darnell to win, legally, he should win. And let me be clear about something else. Monsanto and the Modern Ag Alliance, their Modern Ag Alliance, are going door to door in the state houses today telling the representatives that if you are anti-liability shield, you are anti-farmer. And that is a lie. Stand for Health Freedom supports farmers, we fight for farmers, we work with farmers, and we want farmers to win. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you from our experience, is that your voice is the difference maker. And when our representatives understand what these bad rules do, then they can stand up for the people. And if they don't, then at least we knew that they knew exactly what they were voting on. Because too many times, friends, I'm going to tell you that bad votes are happening by your representatives because the only story they heard was the industry's story. And that's why your voice makes the difference. Not sometimes, not occasionally, but over and over and over again. When people show up with the truth, it changes the outcome, and we have the receipts to prove it. We told the court that the fact that Monsanto is going state to state right now waging this battle and we're having to show up and win it is evidence that they want a rule change and the current law does not allow what they're asking for. And you know that it's the court's job to tell us what the law is, not write the law. So we told the court this. This is bad use of tort reform because some of these justices, they might be friendly to tort reform, but not in this situation. It's a bad application because tort reform is exactly what happened in 1986 when Congress gave a liability shield to vaccine makers. And it was a bad use of tort reform then, and it's a bad use with pesticides today, friends. And now here's where you come in. Because your voice matters more than you can imagine, and it's about to matter even more in the 2026 midterm elections. And here's a secret, and I'm going to say it out loud. Show up in your state's primary this spring or summer. This is where decisions are made for public health. This is where the future for your children and your state and our country are set, is in the primary elections. And the story around these elections needs corrected. Because the media wants you to believe that we're divided and that we should give up. But I'm going to tell you, you can go ahead and bet on that horse because we are stronger than ever. And Health Freedom is the largest, strongest, single-issue voting bloc in America today. Being frustrated and being divided are two very different things. We are independent from any party and we are stronger than ever. So it's not time to give up. It's time to show up. And we're gonna show our strength and vote for health freedom. First in your state's primary and again in November. We've done the work for you. We've done the research so you can cast a vote for health freedom. All you have to do is go to votehf.com and we're gonna tell you which ballots to cast in your own state's election. So if you go to votehf.com and get your state's voter guide, because these issues are wildly popular and it's on us to prove it at the ballot box. So let the record show, just like we did in 2024, we're going to show up and decide the elections in 2026 because we are America's new majority. Woo!
From today. How's everyone feeling? You didn't sound that loud on that last People versus Poison, so drink some water, get yourself hydrated. We still have to kick Monsanto's butt today, so let's go. I love it. Okay. You proved it. You're ready. Okay, so Angela Huffman is next. Give it up for Angela. She's the president of Farm Action and a sixth-generation Ohio farmer working to hold corporations and government accountable in agriculture. Here we go, Angela.
Inscribed on this great building behind me are these words, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. And that's what today is all about. Will the Supreme Court justices act justly, or will they let their guard down and strip us of our liberty, caving to the monopoly power of Bayer Monsanto? I'm Angela Huffman, and I came from my farm in Northwest Ohio today because liberty is on the line. I'm proud to lead Farm Action, where I work with farmers across the country. Farmers have been under the thumb of corporate power and government complicity for too long. Now, Bayer wants to sell a product that harms people and not answer for it. That's the case before the Supreme Court right now. I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer at just 36 years old. So when we talk about exposure and risk, we're talking about what farmers, farm workers, and rural families are living with every day. Across the biggest corn-producing states, younger adults are seeing higher cancer rates than the rest of the country, and that should get our attention. This didn't happen by accident. A handful of corporations built this system. They control the seeds, they control the chemicals. They shape how farmers are expected to operate. They narrowed our choices and created dependence. And now they want even more. They want immunity when their products cause harm. Bayer is working every angle to get special protections from our government. They have pushed immunity bills in 15 states. They're in front of the Supreme Court right now. They're over there pushing this in Congress right now. And while the White House has already stepped in on Bayer's behalf. Right now, Bayer is using its corporate power to scare lawmakers. They're threatening to pull glyphosate off the market. They want people to think that our food supply is at risk if they don't get immunity. But it isn't. And a multinational corporation doesn't get to hold the U.S. food system hostage just to escape accountability. So we say, go home, Bayer. Farmers are fighting back because we're tired of being used as an excuse for corporate power. Bayer's not in there fighting for us. When a company causes harm, we should have the right to fight back. So we're here to tell Bayer and these monopolies, they do not own our government and they do not own our courts. And if our government doesn't agree, then we the people are here to fight for our liberty. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You feeling good? All right, I lively up myself too, so I can keep introducing the most amazing people. Next we have Liana Werner Gray right here. She's a nutritionist. She is the best-selling author of The Earth Diet, and she is also a cancer survivor. Give it up. Give her your best round of applause. Liana!
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you to the press, and thank you for posting to your platforms. We really need it. We need this to get out there. My name is Liana Werner Gray. I am a nutritionist, a cancer survivor of 17 years, and an American citizen by choice. I'm here today to be a voice on behalf of the millions of people who have been diagnosed with cancer and the people who have died because of this toxic chemical, many of which had no idea it was caused by this pesticide. I survived a golf ball-sized tumor in my lymphatic system, right here, on the right side of my throat. I know that the cancer cells were caused by being systemically burdened by toxic exposure over time. The CDC biomonitoring data has shown that a significant majority of Americans, 80% of adults, and 87% of children have detectable levels of glyphosate in their bodies. This means in their brains as well. This is not confined to agriculture. This is not confined to farms. This is in everyday food supply. As a nutritionist, it breaks me. I sit with clients all the time who did everything right. They ate fruits, vegetables, grains, juices, and other whole foods, only to discover they have been chronically exposed to a toxin that they never consented to ingest, and then surprise how they ended up with a cancer diagnosis. When a corporation releases a chemical into the food supply with repeated and documented harm and continues despite global litigation and biological evidence that crosses a threshold of negligence into reckless disregard for human life. Many would call that corporate murder in slow motion. Why should we have to sugarcoat this anymore? It is what it is. Corporate murder in slow motion, not as an emotional exaggeration, but as a description of systemic preventable loss of life through exposure. In the meantime, while we fight this, armor up. We all have to armor up. Do these four things daily to help detox. Number one, source organic produce from your local farmer or grow your own produce. Yes. Number two, use a regular toxin binder. I love bentonite clay, which has strong magnetic properties. Number three, drink liquid chlorophyll every single day, first thing in the morning. It heals and repairs DNA. And number four, eat 5 to 10 apricot seeds every single day to kill any cancer cells in their tracks. Truly, that is God's perfect chemo. Thank you, God. Since 2026, 170,000 people have filed cancer lawsuits against Bayer Monsanto. They have paid out $11 billion. Conservative findings say that 300,000 to 500,000 Americans may have died from cancers linked to this chemical. And this is just one type of cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Not talking about all the other cancers that this pesticide, this poison has caused. And lawyers estimate that only 1 in 10 to 1 in 20 affected ever file a lawsuit. For many people, they're too sick, or it's too late, or they just never knew about this lawsuit. Scripture warns us in Isaiah 10, chapters 1, 2, that woe to those who make unjust laws to deprive the poor of justice and rob my people of their rights. Yeah. One of the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God himself in Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder. The people consuming glyphosate contamination are innocent. They don't even know it's contaminated. It's not on the label at all. I urge those who are part of this, the decision makers in the Supreme Court, whether knowingly or unknowingly, to turn away, to repent, to change course while there is still time. Because every action that harms innocent life carries a spiritual consequence. And no one is exempt from that accountability. We urge you decision makers, it's not too late. Turn this around and be a hero in this moment in history. Thank you.
We're really just saying no immunity for the guilty. They've already been proven guilty, right? All right. So we have a very special guest coming up. Elizabeth Kucinich is a policy leader and advocate for regenerative organic agriculture who has spent over two decades advancing food safety, chemical accountability, and soil health. She stands for the American people, calling for an end to toxic ag systems and a return to life-sustaining pro-life agriculture. Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to honor all of you for being here, all of you for standing your ground, for making your way to this arguably most powerful city, certainly in America, but maybe in the world. I, too, am American by choice, but have a strange British accent. My monarch is here today. I would like to have a wonderful call out to King Charles, who happens to also be standing with us, not necessarily officially, but happens to be one of the most articulate and loyal people to the organic and regenerative movement, and has been for decades. So if you don't know about King Charles's work, this is an opportunity for you to look into it. I stand here truly in myself, standing for life. I would like to claim the word life. I want to claim what we are doing here. We are standing for pro-life agriculture, an agriculture that lifts us up, that enables our health, that facilitates the continual development of human beings and animals and the land and all the plant life. Respect, sacred nature of life. Our opportunity here is to truly stand together and to make sure that our politicians, our lawmakers, those who represent us, and that we ourselves choose to uphold those principles every single day. Now, you standing here is so important. We can only have a functioning democracy when the Domus stands up. And you are here, and I would ask for you to please make sure that everybody you know becomes active in this political process. The other side come up here every single day and they lobby. And the staffers who are here, they try to field whatever they can, but many of them are not trained in agriculture. They don't know about ecology. They're not trained in health. Lots of them come from a legal background. So they need people to come up here who know what they're talking about. They need farmers, organic farmers, to come here to be able to express the deep wisdom of understanding the way that ecological systems work, the way that that nutrient systems work, the way that we can make sure that our fields are sustainable. I would like to talk to you about contacting your member of Congress. Please do this. This week, we're going to have the Farm Bill vote. And I need everybody to phone their member of Congress and say, no, no to this farm bill. This farm bill needs to go into the compost heap. It needs to be turned into something beautiful, and let's grow something different from it. So no to this farm bill. When we have got rid of this farm bill in the House, we need to then focus on the farm bill in the Senate, not yet written. We need to make sure that that farm bill in the Senate has all the provisions we want, and it cannot have a liability shield in it. It cannot have an EATS Act architecture which stops states from being able to protect you and us from the chemicals, that stops states from being able to improve animal welfare conditions. We need to make sure that we stop this federal overreach, which is happening under this administration and, quite frankly, has happened under all administrations. But now, as has been said before, our movement is bigger and broader than ever. We span all the way from the left to the right, up and down. We are together as human beings, and our opportunity to truly stand together, to forget the labels that people want to call us, to forget the colors that people want to pin to us, but really understand that we are here as a collective whole to stand for life. That's what I'm here. So please make sure that you think about any policy you look at, whether it's agricultural policy, nutrition policy, energy policy. Does it help to protect life? Does it help to advance future generations? Or does it destroy it? If it destroys it, we don't want it. There's another way. So thank you for being here. Thank you for standing the sun. The sun gives us the opportunity to create plant sugars and all the nutrients that we need. So make sure you protect yourself. Make sure you're hydrated, just as our soils need to be. please, also, when we're fighting the things we don't want, what do we want? We want funding. Oh, there's money that's going to war. Genocide is ecocide, and ecocide is genocide. We need to be making sure that our dollars, the tax dollars that we work so hard for, that they are redirected to transition agriculture, that they're redirected to support our families, to support our communities, to support our country. We are here to stand together for that purpose. Make sure that in the next farm bill, we have farm-to-school programs, because our farmers are dying not only from glyphosate, they're dying from bankruptcy. Because this system that constantly extracts from our environment, extracts from our health, and extracts from our farmers, is extracting all the resources that it takes to actually create the products on the farm themselves. We need to be supporting our farmers' health, and we need to support them financially as well. So please make sure there's things that really ensure for institutional funding to go to the farmers, not to buy glyphosate, not to buy dicamba, not to buy 2,4-D, not to buy GMO seeds, but to truly enable a functioning food system that supports everybody. Make sure that farm-to-school programs are fully funded. Do you know Secretary Rollins cut $1 billion from the appropriations that were going to go to farm-to-school to make our children, enable our children to have proper locally produced food going to the school? That was cut and redirected. And then they put a handful of dollars back and they label, well, this is a big success in this administration. It is not. I was here at the founding of the Kennedy campaign. I know his heart. I know the potential of this movement. I know the energy that has come into this space. But now we have to supersede that. We need to go beyond it. We need to go beyond this administration. We need to call out what is happening within this administration and move into the next one. Move into one that truly supports life, truly supports health, truly supports our families, our farmers, and our children. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elizabeth Kucinich. All right. Left versus poison. Right versus poison. No. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison.
People versus poison. People versus poison.
All right. That's right. We can do this if we unify together. We're all here to make a difference together. Thank you for being here. We have a special guest coming up. Cory Booker is in the house. U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Cory has dedicated his life to fighting for those who have been left out, left behind, or left without a voice. Let's go, Cory. Give it to us.
It is so good to see everybody out here. This movement is growing. I believe in the people over the corporations, the people over those who are poisoning us. The power of the people is greater than the people in power. Decades ago, I began my career in Newark, New Jersey, in an inner city community where I saw my people being poisoned in ways that were utterly horrific. Cancer clusters and folks that did not have access to fresh, healthy foods. Kids that could go to corner grocery stores where they could find a Twinkie product filled with chemicals, cheaper than an apple because of a broken system that serves the corporations but is poisoning the people. We began years ago, me and my team, fighting in our neighborhood communities, taking back our spaces, trying to create community gardens. But everywhere we turned, we came up against powerful forces that were continuing to take over a system that used to be focused on health, that used to be focused on farmers, that used to be focused on families, that used to be focused on people. But now our food system is taken over by a handful of corporations that are driving farmers out of business, exploiting farm workers, hurting families, poisoning communities like the one in which I still live. Today's fight in the Supreme Court is one battle, one big battle in a larger war in this country to take back our food system for the people. And let's be clear. Don't let the false narrative of the tribal politics distract you from the truth. This is not a left or right issue. This is a right or wrong issue. This is an issue that belies the failed politics of our present and calls our country to a greater moral imagination, to have a nation that for once and for all we can fulfill our creed, that we would have liberty and justice for all, that everyone could have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Necessary to those things is a food system that serves us and not the big corporations that are poisoning us. When I came to the Senate, I came to with a mission to attack the polluters, to attack the chemical companies, to attack those who are attacking our families and our farmers, and to fight the good fight. I was stunned that these companies spent billions of dollars with armies of lobbyists down here in Washington trying to allow them to do the things that are causing cancer rates to spike throughout our country. I was shocked that they had lobbyists every day fighting in the farm bill to stop us for having a farm bill that's about farmers and people and not big corporations and bigger profits. We are at a point now in our nation where this fight is the crossroads of where our country stands. And the politicians in Washington are going to have to make a choice. Who do they stand with? Do they stand with the people of the United States of America, or do they stand with the international corporations like Bayer and Monsanto that are literally killing us? Well, I say we stand. We stand with the people. We stand with those who are making our food. They're mixing their soil and their sweat and their spirit together to create hope as well as food. I've traveled the country now, meeting with farmers from East Coast to West Coast, up and down New Jersey and across our nation. Our farmers are struggling, often trapped in a system of corporate concentration that is literally driving thousands of farmers off their lands as corporations gobble up our heritage and the land of the free. This is an unacceptable situation. And then that land is being drenched with toxins that are causing farmers and farm workers cancers and illnesses that should be unacceptable in our nation. And then when we try to stand up and sue them for the damage and the misery and the suffering and the pain, they come to Washington and try to preempt those people and their actions. That is unacceptable. I say no. That has got to go. We must win this fight. And so in this Supreme Court case, I filed an amicus brief. I was sent here in New Jersey to stand up for the 9-10 million people of my state. But today we gather together to stand up for all of America. This is a battle in the Supreme Court, but it's also a battle in the Capitol. I see now on the House side of the Capitol, them trying to stick things in the farm bill that would do the corporate bidders' work for them. To shove things in the farm bill that would try to stop people from having legal standing to sue for their rights. To try to stick things in the farm bill that would protect a broken system that is literally killing people around our country. This is a movement. Today we fight in the Supreme Court, but even after this fight, we have to continue to grow this movement. And I tell you, this movement is not one of hate. It has got to be one fueled by the love that farmers have for their soil, the love that parents have for their children, the love that neighbors have for their neighbors who are suffering from preventable cancers. This has got to be a movement that grows, does not divide, but multiplies. And I love the fact that consciousness is growing in our country. I love the fact that more people are seeing the urgency we have to have foods that are free of toxins and chemicals, to have more access to foods that are fresh and healthy, to support those people that grow and harvest our food, to have a truly just system that works for the people, not for corporate profits. Oh, a consciousness is growing in our country. There are more and more people realizing that we have the power to win this fight if only we can wake more people up, get more folks off the sidelines, because democracy is not a spectator sport. It demands action and engagement. It demands people standing up every single day and saying the clear, honest truth. The people should control Washington, not corporations and their lobbyists. Justice should prevail in Washington, not the evils of industries that are looking to exploit people, that we are a nation that demands to be free. And so it has been decades since I started this fight in a small community in New Jersey. Decades of fighting as a mayor and a city council person. Decades of fighting, even sometimes with my own party, to make sure that we fight at every turn to give people what should be an American birthright. That everyone should have clean water and clean air. That everyone should have clean, wholesome foods for their family. That we should have the power over one of the most sacred things that we do, what we consume, what we eat. We have a long way to go in this battle, but I want to tell everyone who's gathered here on the steps of the Supreme Court, a place that our generations before us, our ancestors, came for justice. A place where people marched and fought and protested for justice. I want to tell everyone here who's weary. I want to tell those families who are struggling with a family member that has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or some other rare form of cancer. Those people that use these products that they were told or believed were safe, that were actually making them sick. The mothers who worry that the only options for shopping in their neighborhood are grocery stores filled with food with chemicals on them and in them. I want to tell you right now not to despair. I want to tell you that if there's anything that's true about our history in this country, it is a screaming testimony to the achievement of impossible things against impossible odds. The history of this nation is a history of overcoming forces that wanted to divide us or suppress us. The history of this nation is a history of not people in Washington, but people bringing the fight to Washington and winning time and time again. I want to tell you right now, they may be rich, they may be powerful, they may have armies of lobbyists, but nothing can beat a people united. They will never be defeated. And so today we fight on the steps of the Supreme Court. Tomorrow we take it to the Capitol. Then we take it to state houses all around this nation. I believe we shall overcome. I believe the people will win. I believe that the poisons in our system can be gotten rid of, and the people truly can one day have a food system that is free at last. Free at last. Thank you, everybody. Let's continue the fight. Let's unite people. Let's bring our nation together. Let's put more indivisible in this one nation under God. Thank you.
All right. Woo! We just went to church. All right. So next up we have Stephanie Lacricchio. If I pronounced your name wrong, I'm sorry, Stephanie. She is the Senior Advocacy Manager at Children's Health Defense, where she empowers families to use their voices, hold powerful industries accountable, and make informed decisions about their children's health. Thank you, Stephanie. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. Make some noise. We are here fighting for our children.
I am here as a mom, as an activist who is completely fed up with big industry profits being more important than public health, specifically our children's health. Let's face it, our children are swimming in toxic soup, from the air that they breathe to the water that they drink to the food that is meant to nourish their bodies and instead is known to be laden with carcinogenic chemicals that are banned in other countries. Why don't our children deserve access to food that actually nourishes them and makes them healthy? It is time to draw the line in the sand, and that's why we're all here, to demand transparency, true informed consent about what goes into the bodies of our children, and the ability to hold big industry accountable, because we already know what happens when industry gets liability. We've all been down that road, and we cannot let it happen again on our watch. So it is time to stand up and to remember that the only thing standing between big industry and our children is all of you. So take a look around and remember, when it feels lonely, when it feels hard, when it feels impossible, that there is a massive force of parents, advocates, and people growing every single day that are truly ready to make America healthy again. And it will take each and every one of us being brave, being bold, being willing to stand up and do the hard things and be uncomfortable to make lasting, meaningful change where our children can grow up in a world that is not filled with toxic soup. So when you need a why, think about that. And I want everyone to take out their phones. We have an action alert that is live right now, so you can do something meaningful standing right here in front of the Supreme Court. If you text the message PVP, like people versus poison, just the initials PVP, to the phone number 55444, that will immediately give you a text message that will take you through our action alert that's live now on the Children's Health Defense website. These one-click actions are one way to do something. I encourage each and every one of you, when you get back to your respective homes, to make phone calls, to set up meetings with your legislators, to stay in their offices and in their faces in a polite and respectful way, to let them know that we are not going anywhere and we will not stop until we have access to what a lot of other countries have right now, which is clean food, free from glyphosate, free from toxic chemicals. We deserve better. Our children deserve better. Keep up the hard work. Stay strong and keep it going. Thank you so much.
Okay. We have a special guest, Wendy. Wendy, do you want to read your sign?
Yes. To Bear, we all say, if it's so safe, drink it!
Get a little comedy up in there. All right, so next we have Alexandra Munoz. She is an independent toxicologist and a leading voice fighting Bayer's pesticide immunity legislation. She provides testimony on the carcinogenicity. Can't talk. It's getting late, no? of glyphosate at state legislators as she advocates on behalf of future generations. Give it up!
I'm Alexandra Munoz. I'm an independent toxicologist, and I've spent the last year in state houses fighting Bayer's immunity bills. Monsanto has waged war on scientists like me who dare to say what I'm about to say. Today, on the steps of the Supreme Court, I'm going to say it anyway. Roundup causes cancer, and glyphosate is a carcinogen. Glyphosate, the chemical sprayed on our food, on our parks, on the grass your children roll in, is a carcinogen. Monsanto knows, they've known for decades and lied to regulators in writing on purpose over and over again. And here's the truth that they were hiding. Glyphosate breaks your DNA. It causes DNA double strand breaks, the kind of damage that can turn into non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have been diagnosed with cancer linked to their product. And in all that time, all that suffering, Monsanto refused to do the one thing that they could have done, put a warning label on the product. And right now, inside of the Supreme Court, Monsanto Bear is probably twisting the truth, saying that the EPA has reviewed the safety of glyphosate hundreds of times and that their product doesn't cause cancer. But I looked into the data the EPA is using, and it's from the 90s. EPA is using animal studies from the 80s and 90s that Monsanto submitted to say that it doesn't cause cancer. And where's the warning about how glyphosate is found in 80% of pregnant women's urine and that it can alter sexual development? Did you know that pesticides can hijack hormones and destroy your fertility? Why do you think sperm counts are down by 50%? Pesticides and other toxic chemicals that should be regulated by the EPA are playing a huge role in the declining health and fertility in our nation. So if you want those things fixed, chemical exposures have to be reduced, and warning labels have to tell parents when chemicals can sterilize their children. But the EPA is captured by Big Ag and Big Chem. And the result is that parents aren't being warned about which pesticides give their kids cancer. And that matters because today, if the court rules in favor of Monsanto, then all of those labels that are missing warnings will become a liability shield for every pesticide company. That means over 57,000 pesticide products already on the market, and all future pesticides will be shielded from liability. And we're not just talking about farm chemicals. We're talking about chemicals used in the homes, like disinfectants, bug sprays, and your pet's flea and tick collars. This case is all about those, all of those chemicals getting immunity from failure to warn lawsuits. If the court rules for Monsanto, then they can sell you a product they know is harming your family without a warning, and you will have no recourse. That is not acceptable. We no longer consent to a system built on lies told by the pesticide industry. We no longer consent to corporate capture of our regulatory agencies. We no longer consent to poisons being sold without warning labels. It's time for the people over poison. Yeah!
Amazing. Next up, we have Daniel Andrews. He is the co-founder and CEO of Captains for Clean Water. He is a fishing guide who walked away from his career to advocate for water quality. Give it up!
Some of y'all may be wondering why I'm here today, the fisherman from Florida. I've spent the last decade of my life working on the largest ecosystem restoration project ever undertaken on this planet, restoring America's Everglades. We've seen tremendous progress because so many people have gotten involved. But this spring, we faced an issue in our state capital in Tallahassee, where powerful special interests, the sugar industry, the chemical industries, came together and put forth a bill that would have limited our free speech, that would have allowed those companies to take us to court with one-way attorney fees. If they were to win, we would have to pay their attorney's fees. This impacted water management, pesticides, herbicides, farming practices. We came together with the movement of those folks that are concerned about the health. I met Kelly, Liana, Alex Clark, Alexandra, so many more, that we all stepped up and together we crushed that bill. It was killed. And you may not know, the state of Florida, the government of Florida, sprays 500,000 pounds of these herbicides directly into our waterways every single year. 500,000 pounds, the name of fighting invasive exotic vegetation. That's thriving because of the massive amount of nutrient pollution that's entering the waterways. And I've got a message for everybody here on the health side. There are hundreds of thousands of fishermen and hunters that are frustrated, pissed off, and ready to join this fight with y'all. Many of them have no idea the health impacts of these in our food. Many of y'all have no idea the impacts that they see on a daily basis, watching airboats, helicopters spray the places that we love to fish, that we love to hunt in our great state. And together, this movement, we've seen the power of the people coming together. We're going to do that again. There's so much opportunity for us to expand this network, expand this coalition, and to all stand united for what is right. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Don't just show up today. Show up tomorrow. Show up next month. Show up next year. And do not stop until the version of America, the vision that we all have, is right there in front of us. Keep fighting. Keep standing up. And keep realizing there's so many of us coming from so many different angles that all want the same thing. God bless y'all. Thanks for being here today.
All right, next we have up Mark Jugla. Where are you at, Mark? Make sure you're close. All right, he is a fifth generation farmer. And owner of Dula Farms Organics.
Thank you. I humbly stand before you today as an organic regenerative farmer from Wisconsin. And I'm here to confront the lie that's in front of us. For decades, farmers are told food must be cheap. Chemicals and synthetic fertilizers are necessary for high yields to feed a starving world. Yet, chemicals did not solve hunger. What they did was create a cost far too high we're witnessing behind us. Every person here knows somebody with cancer, leaky gut, mental illness. This is not just policy for me, it's personal. My father and I were proud chemical farmers. We really believed that we were feeding the world. We bought that hook, line, and sinker. That was our job. But fast forward to today, we've contaminated our drinking water. We've contaminated the Mississippi River, the surface water, our lakes, all of it. It's all a lie, unfortunately. So in 2008, Dad got mantle cell lymphoma, a cancer of the Midwest. For 3 long years, we treated his wounds. He had open wounds that we used Manuka honey, knowing that that would never heal. We would change his PICC line saline solution to his heart so he could get the Bayer chemotherapy, right, to save his life. And we took him to endless radiation appointments to get something else burned off that was growing. We spent 3 long years doing that. $1 million. And my father lost his life at 72 years young. We transitioned 40 acres in his honor and had flipped the script. Today, though, your fellow chemical farmers are trapped. They're trapped by the Bayer's profitable hamster wheel of death, selling both the problem and then the solution. Scary. I'm not here just to raise concerns. I'm here to actually offer you hope. Hope. We need to force the USDA to support organic farmers, grants and loans and other things that can do. This will also pave an off-ramp for our fellow chemical farmers that need a way out of this hamster wheel. Remember, lasting change doesn't come from Washington. It comes from you, right? We, the people. So after transitioning nearly 1,800 acres, Dudla Farms Organic proudly brings 70 million servings of organic food to you. We are not only organic, we are Rodale ROC certified, we are Demeter biodynamically grown, and we are tested free. What does that mean? John Fagan at HRA Labs tests our product for 222 pesticides, including glyphosate and AMPA, at parts per billion. Our popcorn is non-detectable. We can do this. Farmers, though, only grow, sadly, what you demand. Send a clear message with your shopping cart. Please, put in your shopping cart healthy soil. Please grab a river and put a healthy river in your shopping cart. Please put healthy bees in your shopping cart. Okay? Honor students that can live up to their God-given potential in your shopping cart with clean food. Soldiers that can be all they can be. Okay? And love. We need love for our planet. Okay? Only you decide my landscape that I farm. When you choose regenerative organic food, you are telling your farmer to protect the soil, the water, and importantly, our future generations. Not long ago, America faced losing our national symbol, the bald eagle. We banned DDT. So I ask you, will you have the same courage today to save our collective future, our kids? One more thing, one more inconvenient truth. 80% of organic food is imported in this country. If we want to make real change, you must support organic grown food that's here in the United States. Origin is key. You have to do it. Chemical farmers even need a USDA off, and the USDA need an off-ramp from toxic pesticides. We need our fellow farmers to come together and fill that 80% gap of the imports, or we're never going to change. We the people hold the power. Please flip the script. Choose regenerative organic food, locally grown. Food as medicine. Food is medicine. Want to learn more about my dad and our story? Please visit us at doodlafarms.com. Thank you. And most importantly, go shop with your, go vote with your shopping cart. Okay? It's that simple. Organic farmers fight the weeds so that you don't have to fight for your lives. Sickles over nozzles. Sickles over nozzles. Sickles over nozzles. Sickles over nozzles. Thank you.
All right, next up is Max Goldberg. He is the founder of the newsletter Organic Insider and has been called an organic sensation by the New York Times. I agree. And is one of the most influential voices in the organic food movement. Welcome, my friend Max.
Thank you. Imagine going over to a friend's house for dinner. You sit down. They serve you a salad, and just as you pick up your fork, the host says, wait, wait, don't eat that yet. I need to sprinkle a little bit of rat poison on it. You'd think that person has lost their mind. You might never speak to them again. You may call the police, because who in their mind puts poison on food? And yet this is exactly what is happening to the conventional food supply in this country. It is being sprayed with poison. Americans are eating it, and we have been trained not to think twice about it. Here's what I want you to understand. The chemical industry wants one thing from us. They want us to lose our ability to think critically. Because for decades, they have gaslit us into believing that spraying poison on our food is not only safe, it is necessary. It is neither. And they did not pull this off by accident. They captured the agencies that were supposed to protect us. They funded the science that was supposed to question them. And slowly, year by year, they made the absurd feel ordinary. They made rat poison on a salad feel like lunch. That is the real harm. Not what these chemicals do to our bodies, but what the industry has done to our minds. We defeat these chemical companies by thinking critically, by asking questions, by taking back the one thing they have spent decades trying to steal from us, our judgment. Thank you.
Amazing, Max. Thank you. Okay, we have Jason Karp up next. He is a co-founder of Hue Chocolate and Human Co., a shareholder activist, and a policy advisor who has testified in front of the Texas and U.S. Congress on how to improve the safety of the U.S. food system. Please give it up for Jason Karp!
We are all brothers and sisters. Before there was a Supreme Court, before there was a corporation, Before there was ever a lawsuit, there was a covenant, a sacred duty given to every human being. Take care of the land. Take care of the food and water. Take care of each other. This is the oldest law, older than any court, older than any government. This is the deepest moral instruction humanity has ever received. Every religion and every culture received the same instruction. Every prophet, every elder. The land is not ours to ruin. The water is not ours to poison. And we should never knowingly harm people for the pursuit of progress and profit. We are stewards of this awesome creation, not its owners. And somewhere in the last 100 years, in boardrooms and in this very city, we forgot this sacred duty. I know who is hearing me today. To the business leaders in this crowd, I speak as one of you. I have sat in those rooms and I understand the dilemma. You know what your products do to our children. You have read the studies that you do not show your shareholders. And somewhere inside of you, when you turn off the distractions, you can hear your soul begging to do the right thing. To the 9 justices in the building behind me, deciding whether the poisoned can still seek justice, the law you serve is not the highest law. The verdict you write will be read by your children and your grandchildren. To the lawmakers listening, those who will shape the next farm bill, what you sign will outlive your career, your party, and your lobbyists, but it will not outlive the children who eat the poisoned food. We all know something is deeply wrong, but there is still time for redemption. A court can correct itself. Congress can choose differently. What was broken can be rebuilt by those who are willing to do the work. You do not have to be remembered as a poisoner. You do not have to be remembered as the Congress that sold our children for better crop yields. You can be remembered as one who honors this sacred duty. I lost my dear friend James this year to colorectal cancer. This is a cancer of ingestion. He was 48 years old, and he left behind a beautiful wife and 6 kids. Colorectal cancer is now the fastest growing cancer, and this stat is a DEFCON 1 alarm for those who need to wake up. This alarm is for every executive who chose the dividend over the duty, for every court that protected the prisoner and protected the poisoner from the poisoned, and for every legislator who voted away a family's right to sue. So today, in front of this court, we are not here to beg. We are here to remember our sacred duty, people over poison. And to those who have broken this duty, in any office and in any boardroom, there is still time and there is proof that it can be done right. There are many countries doing it better, with healthier citizens to show for it. Regenerative farming without the poison works. But you have to choose. Choose the land. Choose the community. Choose to do what is right. This is the oldest law there is, and with God's help, we will all wake up and choose our children over money. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Let's just bring it back here for a moment. There's something happening in there. Look, just
direct your attention behind me. Let's just remember why we're here. And I want to remind you that they have lobbyists. We have people. We have people. You, all of you standing out here, maybe getting a sunburn like me. We are resilient. We're not going anywhere. Okay? So whatever's happening in there, we are going to win. Okay? You guys feel me? You know I don't tell a lie. We are going to win. You know how many times I've won against these? Beep, beep, beep. So many times. And I will win again with all of your help. Please share right now. We are coming to the end of our program, but we are not stopping, okay? Let's hear it from Bonnie because she is going to get you pumped up again. And let's go. Thank you for being so amazing. I love every one of you.
Hilda, did you want to say something?
I did.
All right. I'm going to let Hilda over here because she's quite amazing.
So I'm Holistic Hilda. For 10 years, I hosted the Wise Traditions podcast for the Weston A. Price Foundation. And my third grade teacher wrote on my report card, she talks too much. There is a time to talk. You all are showing up, and this is so important. A lot of words have been spoken here today, but nothing is more important than your presence. And I would say your prayers. The energy you bring is more important than anything else. And so I want to invite you right now just to take a moment. If you're not a praying person, that's okay. Close your eyes and envision a world where children are gloriously healthy, where the land is rich and abundant in organic matter, where the skies aren't covered by pesticide clouds and geoengineering, where the plants and the animals are living their happiest and healthiest best lives, and where they give their lives so that we can live. A place where we are all thriving. And I want to just say a little prayer as we set our intentions and energy on a planet that is no longer sprayed with pesticides that are killing the pests and us. So, Lord God, we turn to you now, turning to a higher power, the one who is the Lord of all creation. We come in agreement that we, as your children, ask that you would protect this planet, that you would protect the people, those who are suffering, those who are inhaling, ingesting, taking in these pesticides. Protect them from these carcinogenic chemicals that are harming us so. And in your name, we ask that these companies would cease and desist. Bayer and Monsanto may have deeper pockets, but we have the Lord God Almighty and truth on our side. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much.
Christina Bayer is here and she wants to speak as well. She is a toxic exposure survivor, a trial lawyer, and the founder of Just Well Law. We're so excited to have Christina here. Come on, Christina, let's go.
Justice by the people.
Yes, right.
Those are actually Jefferson's words when he was making the case for the Seventh Amendment, which is the right to the trial by jury. This was a fight that our founders fought. They wanted to make sure that in this country, we had justice by the people. Because abroad there was criminal jury trials, and then when it came to civil, they said, we're going to have justice by the oligarchy or justice by the crown, but here in America, we wanted to have justice by the people. Why is that important? Because the people are entrusted with the safety rules in this country. That's what justice is for. That's what juries are for. And that's what they have been doing for now centuries. Justice by the people. Adam said the jury is the heart and lungs of liberty. Let's make this clear. When President Trump declares immunity, it's against the Constitution. It's a declaration against the Constitution. When we try to claim immunity, we're taking the justice from the people. It's contrary to our founders. It's contrary to the Constitution, and we won't stand for it. I represent thousands of families now. I was sick, and I started a firm to help other sick families. And what I know to be true is families have the right to expect safe food.
Families have the right to expect safe air. Families have the right to expect safe water. And what I know to be true is that it is not greedy to bring claims. It is brave. And there are thousands of families around the country who are rising up and saying, no more. You will not poison us with immunity. No more. We are going to rise up. We are going to bring the claims, and we are going to prevail. So that's what this is about. Justice for the people, justice by the people, and safety for the people. Thank you.
Amazing. Yes. Way to bring it home, Christina. Okay, so I would like to invite all the speakers to come back up because we're going to hear from Vonnie right now. And I want all the speakers to come up because we are going to march. We're not done. Are you guys done? No. Are you done at home? In your comfy spaces? Share this right now, peopleversuspoison.org. We are live streaming. You can watch this later, but please share it. We need you to share this. We need everyone making this the biggest thing that people are talking about. Okay? So, Vonnie Hari, give it to us.
This is beyond anything I thought was possible. This is just the beginning. Our fight doesn't end here. Today you heard from experts who have dedicated their lives to making sure people know that glyphosate is poison. You heard it from scientists, from lawyers, from people whose loved ones got sick and were told they could do nothing. You heard from farmers who are proving that they can grow food without toxic chemicals. You heard that there are simple solutions, like removing pre-harvest desiccation that is banned in Europe, that we can implement here in America tomorrow. So what do we do now? Because I always want to leave you with something you can actually do, right? Because how can we win? Well, this is how we win. We choose organic food at the grocery store. You fight back. When you read a label before you buy it, and it says genetically engineered, bioengineered, you fight back. When you tell a friend what's in their food, you fight back. Just don't go into their pantries, like I do. When you sign a petition, you fight back. When you support brands that are honest about their ingredients, you fight back. When you teach your children to ask what's in their food, you fight back. When you share the videos from today all over America and show them what can happen, you fight back. Every single one of those actions is an act of resistance. Every single one sends a message. And two things I need you to do this week. I need you to go to thepeopleversuspoison.org and contact your representative. There is a take action button on that website that will direct you right to your representative. And you tell them to vote down the provisions in the Farm Bill that give Bayer and other pesticide corporations immunity from liability. Make sure no one in your life didn't know about today. Everything you need is at thepeopleversuspoison.org. I know many of you traveled from all over the country here today to be here. I've met so many of you, and I'm so grateful that you're here and you've dedicated your time and your money and your efforts to be here. You called in sick from work. You did whatever you needed to do. You brought your kids. Thank you for showing up, because it will matter. Thank you for refusing to be silent. Thank you for standing up for our next generation and our children. Together, we are truly unstoppable. And you know what? We're not going to stop here right now. While they're doing these arguments inside the Supreme Court, in the building right across the street over there, the Capitol, they're trying to mess it up so that we cannot sue these companies when they cause cancer. We're going straight to the Capitol after this. all of these speakers, all of us are going to the Capitol to tell our leaders that this is not okay. We are all going to the 1 o'clock House Appropriations meeting. Is that what it's called? Yes? Yes. At 1 o'clock. And we are going inside and we are going to make our voices heard. It's a small room, but we're gonna bombard it. We're gonna be there. Our legislators need to know we will not stand for this. It's people versus poison. 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 People versus poison.
People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison. People versus poison.
Hey, how you doing? Good. All right. God bless
people
you.
People versus poison. People versus poison.
Talk to anyone on this crew. They'll get you into my community. This is my crew. Don't follow them yet.
People versus poison. 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 People versus poison.
Guys. I'm Officer Tony. This is Capitol Police. I see you guys are exercising your First Amendment right to protest.
Sorry about that.
Fantastic. You guys can now protest on Capitol Hill. You can't march, right? You guys, if you get a permit, operate in the area.
We are just walking to a meeting.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't. Keith, check it out. Yeah. Okay. So, for now, can you guys do me a favor? We're going to block the street, get back to the Supreme Court side. We can discuss an area for where you guys can demonstrate, okay? But right now, we can't have
it. People versus poison.
Bonnie, tell us what's going on.
So right now the Capitol Police is telling us we can't march this way towards the Capitol together. We are just trying to go, you know, of course, go to the meeting at the House to tell our representatives that they should strike these provisions from the Farm Bill. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to get as many people in the room as possible. Obviously, we have a lot of people here. That room might be small, and that's okay. We're going to try to pack the room as much as possible, but we need to find a way there. We just need to find a way we can walk together in unison to show that this is a movement. This is people that are not going to stand for our legislators siding with Bayer and Monsanto. Right now, this feels a little bit like a get-off-our-lawn moment. We'll see what happens. Right now, we're going to listen to this amazing gentleman. I'm going to have a conversation with him and figure out how to get over there. And maybe there's a way we can march around D.C. to get there so we're not breaking any laws.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
But
we have a conversation
somewhere,
so
sure, absolutely.
What's
behind you?
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Follow him. Yeah. We're following.
For genetic engineering, today is the last day that USDA is accepting public comments on regulations for not they're asking to not keep genetic engineering recognized. And only five people have made a comment. Five people from all over the world. These people, I send them certified letters and I say, these are all these people. I send them letters and be like, tell the people this.
And they won't. Messages,
all sorts of stuff.
But, yeah, they were protesting.
This talks about H.R. 1897
Yeah, we're not going to be inside the
USDA APHIS, the top blog post on this website. That's the one with the link for the regulations right now. So you can read, it'll say how many people have done. Submissions, there's only five. That lady needs to do it. She's really California.
I'm with the
highlighters.
We're going to go in groups of 20 at a time. We're literally going to have 20, and then we're going to wait 10 seconds, and then we're going to do the next 20. That's how we're going to do it. 20 at a time.
So all go in 10.
Thank you. And you can do me a favor. I'm just trying to prevent our business from going out here and making a big deal of everything. You can just stay on the sidewalk. And just go straight to that to the right here, just a second. I've got what you're
doing. Right on, lady.
Hello? Can we carry a sign? Is Shelly's been green?
Inside the buildings?
No, not bad.
Outside the buildings. So
she's in the
it's
courthouse right
the
now.
30 or more demonstrating, chanting with signs. That is going to be a part of it.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's not going to the one.
Why you came out today, why is this important to you?
Well, because my husband and I were farmers since 1975, and he was using Roundup regularly, and he got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and died.
We were speaking earlier.
Yeah.
So what does this mean to you, like all these years later?
Well, it's shocking to me that there's legislation being proposed that would protect these chemical companies from being prosecuted. I mean, that's not the American way. You know, we're supposed to have the right to be told the truth about products that are being sold to us, and if they harm us, we're allowed to sue them. Hold them responsible.
Did you ever think that we would get this far? Because you've been dealing with this for years.
They're already winning. They delayed the case.
And no one was talking about it.
Yeah, well, I think we are making progress, but this is a new development on the part of Bayer, Monsanto and Bayer, to try to protect themselves because there are so many lawsuits that are pending. And there have been a lot of lawsuits. And they're trying to get themselves immune from any more lawsuits. And it's not going to work. I can't imagine that it would.
What do we do moving forward, like regardless of what's in the Supreme Court today? What do we do as a people moving forward?
We keep standing up and counting and protesting. Let our elected officials know that we won't stand for this. I mean, it's ruining our country. Bees are dying. People are filled with glyphosate. It's in breast milk. And like the one person pointed out, it's on the golf courses and in parks where we're putting our children down to play. I mean, there's something wrong. And other countries are taking a stand to ban this product, glyphosate. And we need to be doing it too. Why aren't we? And it's because the EPA is in bed with these chemical companies. They're supporting the chemical companies, not us.
Thank you so much for being here today. Thanks for speaking with us. Bonnie.
back tonight.
I'm going to be at that pole. See that pole right there?
We're going to go.
Can you tell us what's happening?
Yes. So we have to follow the rules and regulations of DC here. So we're going to be going in groups of 30 people. So we're going to take 30 people down the street, wait 10 seconds, and take 30 more so that we're not breaking any rules. And we are going now to the Rules Committee meeting, and we're going to try to get in. So we'll see how it goes.
I have the mic here, Jen. I just.
Do they want me to switch?
Do you want us to switch to the mic?
We can move by 20. I think it's turned out that they made an argument. But we can go by 20.
Everybody talk about the farms and glyphosate and how it's bad.
What do you think about all this?
I think that it's good to get rid of it and to not have bad chemicals in our food.
I think that's a good idea. Mom, why did you bring everybody here today?
Because my son wants to be a future regenerative farmer, and we've been studying all this at our home school. And we really against having ourselves poisoned and not being told or having the companies having liability over it. And so we're all passionate about it. We want everybody to have healthy food and, just transparency. And we all want to have him have a regenerative farm so that we can help him grow healthy foods for people in the future and his children. And so it's just a great start to get
Where are you guys
some action.
From?
I'm just South Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're close by.
We talked to this future farmer.
Yeah.
Over here. Tell me what do you think of all this?
I think this can, for future generations, we can have healthy food and stuff. Can reduce climate change, no tilling, and just better farming practices. I think we could have, we can avoid the mistake to do it again that we did, the Dust Bowl. And how that related to it, and I think we can avoid that this time.
And what got you interested in regenerative farming?
I like watching plants grow, how that doesn't, but reaping the yield from it. That's what I like about farming.
Do you guys farm on? Do you have a farm?
We don't have a farm right now, not yet. We're just renting, but we do have plants, and we grow a little farm and a little compost, and we do what we can with where we're at. But we watch Common Ground and Kiss the Ground and a little Biggest Little Farm, and just really got inspired by that.
Wow. So where do you want to have a farm?
I'm actually thinking of, like, a worst possible place, like degraded soil and stuff, and make it better than what it used to be. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say? What about you? All right. Well, we're really glad that you're here.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. And we were excited to be a part of this and actually get to have some boots on the ground. We've watched the High Wire and for 7 years now. And so we know all about it and just excited to get to come to an event where we've lived in Japan for a long time. And
Wow.
We always watched from afar.
Well, I love your outfits. You guys look great.
Yeah, this is how we High Wire.
Yeah, this is how you High Wire. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm inspired. You know, we talk about justice for the people. That was what our founders wanted. That's what Jefferson wanted. That's the case that Jefferson made for the Seventh Amendment, which is the right to a trial by jury in a civil case. We have the right to a trial by jury. I got to go in front of a jury and represent my family and tell them how poison affected my own family. And that's the right that every American has. And that's what this whole thing is about, because we're here about justice and justice by the people and for the people. And immunity is unconstitutional. Immunity is against what our founders wanted. And it's not only against the people, but it's for corporations that are poisoning the people. You know, the tort system is supposed to do two things. One, compensate victims. And two, deter bad conduct. It's supposed to change the incentives. It's supposed to send a message to the institutions that are violating the safety rules. It's ultimately about safety. And the justice system can't work if brave people don't bring the claims, if brave lawyers like me don't litigate them, if brave juries don't enforce the rules, but most importantly, if there aren't any defendants to try. That's what's happening here. They're taking out the defendants from the justice system. And what's next? Is it benzene? Is it jet fuel in our water like they had in Hawaii? Is it lead in the water like they had in Flint? What's next? So justice for the people and by the people. That's what it's about.
Awesome.
Is that what you needed?
Okay, we're here with Alex Clark. I just want to show some fashion-forward rally gear over here. I'd intern to Aaron Brockovich when I'm angry.
I said in my speech today, I said, every single household in America now knows what glyphosate is, and every single mother just turned into Aaron Brockovich.
It's so true. Why is this such a bipartisan issue? Like, why are so many different people coming together, do you think?
Because we have no choice in if we are poisoned by these chemicals, right? So you can make a choice of what body wash you use, if you're going to vaccinate your children or not, if you want to use a certain sunscreen or not. Like, those, you can choose between different things. When it comes to pesticides, they are forced upon us through our air, our water, and what we eat, and you cannot get away from it. Even if you don't spray your own yard with a yard treatment company, right, and you've got dandelions galore, but your neighbor is spraying, that's all drifting with the wind into your yard and affecting your children. It is on our food. You cannot wash it off of produce unless you can afford organic, which, by the way, a lot of Americans cannot. And so you're telling the American people simultaneously, these are the new dietary guidelines, eat your fruits and vegetables, but by the way, you may not be able to afford organic, and so you're gonna have to eat glyphosate. That's not acceptable. And everyone, Democrat, Republican, moderate, independent, agrees on that front. And it's honestly a completely common sense. It's a common sense issue. It should be common sense to say, if you are going to insist on poisoning us, then we should be able to sue you if you make us sick.
Absolutely. So whatever happens in there, what do you think we do? Like, what is your advice to people moving forward, no matter what the outcome?
Well, no matter what the outcome is, we have to keep speaking up and doing our best. And I mean, we overturned Roe v. Wade, right? Like, who knows? Who knows what's in the future? But as soon as we stop talking, they keep winning.
Totally. And what is your message to the people in the Supreme Court making these decisions right now?
That you are talking about children's health being on the line, and these children cannot get away from these pesticides at their parks, at their schools, in the cereal that they're given in the morning, even if it's fruits and vegetables. They are inundated with it, and they are sick, and you have farmers and families that are gravely concerned about having legal recourse being able to sue if they are made sick by a foreign chemical company. That's the biggest thing. These are foreign chemical companies who don't even make the same formulas for their own countries or put it on their own people, but they make it and they send it to America to use on our people. That's biochemical warfare.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Good. I mean, it's a great turnout.
Good turnout.
All right, here we go.
Okay. All right. You want me to just talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a lot to say. So we're here at the Supreme Court, and actually the thing that struck me the most is a conversation I had with Thomas Massey, who spoke here at the rally, and that conversation was about how we can make a difference and truly have meaningful action on this issue. And I asked him one question. I said, can we really win this? And he said, we can. We can win this. When the people actually use their voice and they're talking to their legislators and their congressmen and making sure that we're holding them accountable, that's how we can win this issue and how we can make sure that we're moving it forward. So I thought that was really profound. And then also he said, too, that there's a possibility that he might lose his race to run for Congress. So I think what's crazy about that is Thomas Massey and all the people here are a representation of being for the people. And it's a reflection of if someone like that can lose their race, they're standing for the people. There's something wrong with our system. I think it's broken, and it takes us, the people, making sure that we're holding everyone accountable so that we're the ones that fix it. We can't leave it to a congressman or leave it to even the Supreme Court to do what only we can do. And I think that's the message, is that the people are the most powerful voice and the most powerful action, because it's us moving any issue and making sure that we're protecting our kids, making sure that we have cleaner water, clean air, clean food, clean soil. And it was phenomenal to see everybody coming together. And it wasn't about party lines. A lot of times these issues become very politicized. And what was amazing is it wasn't about party lines. It was about the people. So I loved it. It was phenomenal. Really, really powerful messages. Amazing.
Thank you.
All right, we're here. I see some more Highwire gear, so I decided to come over and see what brings everyone over. Say hi.
Hi.
So what are we doing here today?
Well, we're
people
versus poison, but also for our kids and grandkids and for the future of humanity.
Where are you coming from?
New York.
Pennsylvania. Okay, some East Coasters. Why is this such an important issue? You.
My kids and grandkids. So I have, you know, two grandkids and then my children, and trying to spread the word and want them to be healthy. And what we put in our body is so important. So that's our medicine. And if we feed our body the right things, we're going to be healthy. So this is huge. You know, it's a huge time in our life. And I want to make sure that they're aware of what these companies are, you know, capable of, and not to just trust the system, not to trust the labels. And, you know, ask questions.
How do you guys fight back against glyphosate in your own personal lives?
I buy organic.
Organic. Because, food is medicine, and you can't survive without food. And if you eat this, you're going to be poisoned. And you're just going to be fighting chronic conditions. So you have to eat organic, but it's more expensive. So it shouldn't be that way. You know, you choose your health or you choose paying your bills. It's not fair. And then for them to get away with poisoning people, that they're trying to let them just slide and not pay for people who have already been damaged. And, you know, it's deceptive marketing, too. It's not even telling you that it's poisonous, that it can cause cancer. You know, you can pick it up at Home Depot and just spray it on your lawn, and your kids are out there, your dog's out there. You know, that's your own use of it. But we don't have any control. I don't grow my own food, so we don't have control over what we're eating, you know, except if you buy organic. And even then, it's, you know...
guys notice in your own lives like the rise in cancer?
Yes, absolutely.
Anyone want to speak to that? Anyone have a family member or a personal story?
A family member that lived near a horse farm that they sprayed pesticides. We don't know what it was from, but you know, we believe he died at 59. That contributed to it for sure, you know. And that was it's all around us. So I mean, and we have it sprayed in communities all the time. It was just speaking this week with, you know, apartment complexes near us that are spraying. So they have no clue. They have absolutely no clue what we're talking about. They think we're crazy. So just getting the word out there is know, this has helped us get more excited about, you know, even more excited. But we look, sometimes we look crazy, but we don't care. We just, we speak it. So, you know, because it's the truth and make people aware of it. Yeah. What's that?
Is there, are you surprised by the crowd out here today?
Not at all.
Yeah?
Not at all.
No.
No.
She would like to say something.
What would you like to say?
I would like to tell all the kids out there that they should also join their parents and join in the fight because it's for their future.
Why is this so important for kids to get involved now?
I feel like kids, a lot of kids could have a big impact on the subject and the matter, and the more kids, the merrier.
So you think that kids need to start speaking out?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching the Hotwire.
Yeah, of course. That was a blessing. What a blessing. Thank you. We love you.
He's right behind you.
Hey guys, we're ready to head over to the Capitol. We're going to try to go to the Rules Committee meeting at the House where they're going to determine whether these amendments for the farm bill make it in or not. We're trying to strip all the pesticide liability language. Let's go.
All right, we're going to be going in groups of 30. So people who want to get in the room.
Please stay on the sidewalk.
I'll follow them.
All right, we are going to the Capitol. We are going to the Rules Committee meeting right now. We're going to be walking over there.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling like we're going to be able to get that. JW, you ready? You ready to take us? Okay, great. All right. This way. We're going to go this way.
Bonnie, we're behind you.
Bonnie.
Oh,
we're going to go this way. Let's go.
Yes, please. Woo! No signs will be allowed.
No signs.
No food, no water, please.
Bonnie, tell us how you're feeling. Where are we going?
Yeah, so we're going to the Capitol right now. We're just leaving the Supreme Court. We heard that there was a little delay on the Supreme Court case, that it could it's taking a little longer. That might be good news. I don't know. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but maybe the Trump administration decided not to argue on behalf of Bear. I don't know.
How do you feel about all these people supporting you and following us to the Capitol right now?
I mean, this is pretty insane. We're here right now, marching to the Capitol in Washington, D.C., making our voices heard. It's people versus poison.
People versus poison! People versus poison!
No chanting! No chanting! No chant. We can't chant. We're not supposed to have signs. We gotta follow the rules. We gotta follow the rules. This is how it is. This is gonna be a day that goes down in history. We are going to make our voices heard. We're gonna be going this way. And only a few of us will be able to get inside.
Everybody will have to file in on the line.
Okay, we're going to have to get in on the line here. Only a few of us will be able to get inside. But this is where the march ends today. But this is not where our fight ends. This is going to be the start of something beautiful, where this conversation continues here in Washington with our lawmakers. And we are going to hold them accountable. We're going to see which lawmakers are truly on the side of the people, or are they on the side of poison? Thank you so much, everybody at home. Go to thepeopleversuspoison.org. Sign up there. RSVP like you were there so we can get you on the email list. You can press a button that says take action and contact your representative today. If you're watching this live, contact them today and tell them no pesticide liability shields in the farm bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marnie.
Good. Is it good, Ed? All right. So, okay, great.
What's going on?
In line, that's fine.